theirs beats Battlestar Galactica.
Nerd! You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the munders.
Bazinga.
Two in the box.
Ready to go.
We be fast.
They be slow.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
Speedrun!
Hello.
That's not gonna happen.
No.
And welcome to the Mount Rushmore.
I will kill you.
Podcast.
Hey, some of us got to be up in 5 hours.
Nah.
4 hours.
Get out of town.
What?
Do.
I will murder you.
All right, guys, my mountain is this.
Fuck you, I'm out.
3 humped. all right, thank you for checking out the that's 40 seconds. Holy shit, that took me 40 seconds to do that. That's
Jesus
amazing.
Christ.
Thank you for checking out the Mount Geekmore podcast. I am Nary Science. With me, as usual, is Jeffrey.
Hello,
and we have a special guest today from the What's Up Bro podcast. Not that Steph. Annie Mayer Sr.
Can we not make that a
That's
thing?
A great thing. I like it. And from the Podcast Nova Morning Show on Big 105 or the iHeartRadio app, Lewis, a.k.a. Diaz.
This guy.
Everyone's like, Lewis, who the fuck is that? He's not on the show.
Yeah. Oh, Diaz. Yeah. Oh, now we're
done.
Why don't you just start that like that?
This is your favorite podcast where we get to discuss, argue, and talk about our top four, Mount Rushmore, if you will, favorites of our favorite top pop culture subjects. Today's pop culture subject, as you can tell by looking at your listening device, is the Mount Rushmore of your favorite breakup songs.
Don't go breaking my heart.
Don't go breaking my heart.
I couldn't if I tried.
Who sings that?
Captain
Tennille. I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was looking right at Diaz.
This is a team.
We're compiling this list together.
Totally wrong.
All right.
Yeah. I was like, it's so funny how we all know the lyrics to that song, but don't know, most of us, a lot of people, don't know who sings that song, and people will be like, oh, that's Stevie Wonder, right? That's Stevie Wonder. The Beatles? Was it the Beatles?
No, I think
it was
the Beatles.
The
Bee
Gees.
Freddie Mercury, you know? No?
No, breaking my heart. I love that song, man. All right, so.
You like that song, man?
I like that song, man.
That's a romantic song, man.
Hey, look at that. Woman's polluted, man. What a shit movie, dude.
I can't with that movie.
So much.
Come on, Lewis. You put that in your mountain.
I love the movie, though. I really did.
Really?
I did like it.
That's I don't have the picture.
I like it. Here's the thing. I like it as a comedy, which is not. It's not. I'm not disrespecting it. I don't mean to disrespect it. I like it for the memorable lines, but the memorable lines are all comedic.
His sister tried to fuck him.
Yes. Come on.
And kill him.
Yeah. She ended up killing him, though.
No,
that was.
You saw that there, the apartment that.
No,
they did
she ended up killing Manolo because she fucked him. It's the boozy drop.
The apartment that they filmed the chainsaw scenes getting turned into a CVS.
Yeah.
As reported on the podcast or novel show.
It was.
Yeah.
And then Gia goes, Nary, you guys were like, you and Diaz, like, the, this was pertains to you guys. And I was like, why would that pertain to me?
I feel racist.
Yeah. I was like, why would that?
Because you're a Cuban.
Yeah, I was like, I don't.
Because of your life as a lumberjack.
And then I'm like, if you would have said a restaurant, I get where you're going with it. But I'm like, a CVS? What the fuck am I doing on a CVS?
Is it CVS Imas?
Yeah. Thank you.
And then that's even more racist.
Yeah. But accurate. Because I love our CVS Imas. Right across the street from my house. Yeah.
And the
I just love
car
that
wash.
Has a Spanish tiling and everything on the corner, like on the side of it. Like
my wife hates CVS Imas because she used to work at CVS. And she says the whole point of CVS, the whole layout of the stores, is that they have lower shelves so that you can see the whole store.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like one of those typical, like, everything's up to the ceiling, like Walmart's. And the whole point is that the shelves are, you know, eye level.
That's what the EMAS is.
Yeah.
EMAS shelves.
Thank you. That's what I say. She hates
I
the
knew
fact
it.
That.
I knew
CVS,
you were going to say that.
But she hates the fact that the CVS EMAS, at least the one across the street from our house, has such high shelves that you can't see anything, and it just looks like a fucking small Walmart. And I'm like, yeah. And, wait, and what part do you hate about this? More stuff?
Yes, y más. Public sabor.
When they say fresco, fresco y más.
Fresco y más?
Oh,
yeah, I think so, yeah.
I'm kind of like...
You're spicked out?
Yeah, dude. Like, I was good with Just Sedanos and the occasional buying the Colona Navarro, but... Like,
yeah, it's fresco.
You guys
más.
Don't really have to cater to us that much.
They,
I enjoy...
They don't have
Navarro. Yeah, they do.
Yep.
Right here on 8th Street? Yeah, they do.
Oh, my God.
But I don't understand what the big deal is.
It's
in
very
Who
specific
cares?
Places.
Who cares?
You don't get a little, like, weirded out, like, they're
whatsoever.
Trying to... They're
None
pandering?
No. Because I was already going there. It's not like I'm going there specifically for the IMAS. It's across the street from my house. They could have called that shit crackers and crackers, anti-Hispanics. I would have been like, cool. So they have the same low prices? That's cool.
Do you have goobers?
It's right across the street from my house? Yeah, I'm fucking going. Like, I don't give a fuck what it's called. You think I'm going...
CVS.
You think I'm...
CVS.
That's good. You think I'm passing by three CVSs just to drive by to get to the CVS IMAS? Is that what you think is happening? No, I don't
give a fuck. Oh my God, I just had so many jokes go through my head and none of them should be said.
Don't go breaking my heart.
Yeah, but if I tried.
That now is the Bee Gees.
It's the... Do you think it's the tight pants? Do you think it was the tight pants that made them fucking...
Say something, my brother.
Alright, so how did you guys come up with your mountain? Stephanie, hit me.
Okay.
Hit me with your... No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was hoping...
Well, I was super annoying to Neri because I was very specific with him on text message saying that I had to make my list like going through the breakup rather than like that little point where you get over the breakup because I have way too many options. I love breakup songs. I really do.
There's I think breakup songs are the best... Yeah, I would say,
I would say because, like, sometimes, like, love songs can get a little cloying, a little on you, but everyone's had their heart broken, so I feel like it's more relatable.
But isn't that great, though, when you do fall in love, especially when it's new love, you think every love song was written for you?
Yes.
That's a thing, though. That's, like, a thing that people actually go through. You're like, this song is, this expresses exactly how I feel. I'm so in love with this person. And, like, they wrote it for me. And, like,
all
right.
You mean every wedding that had Casey and JoJo all my life?
Oh my God.
I would text my then girlfriend every time it was on the radio. I would text her with a
K96.5. Oh,
listen to that.
Oh, that's boy.
And then she's like, "That's cute. I'm looking at chicks right now, so you don't mind." Because she's a lesbian.
Yeah.
True story.
Babe, did you take my Playboy?
I told you I'll put it right back. All right. So, how did you come up with your list? You came up with your list. Basically, you're saying all your list is going to be going through the breakup.
Yes.
So, all right.
Okay. So, yeah, my list is specifically. Oh, God. I know what happened in the corner. What happened?
He's like, what do you know about that? I go, why are the pages sticky? Because that doesn't make sense.
It does make sense.
Kind of, yeah.
Women also get
it. Yeah,
they
get it. Yeah, but how did you. Never
Jeff,
mind.
I don't know if you know. I don't know if you know this, but women also get it turned on.
Oh, I wouldn't know. I'm married.
Yeah, I know.
Tell me more.
It's a little rapey song, that song.
A little
very
rapey.
Very rapey.
Yeah, a little rapey.
Did she put up a fight? Was pretty rapey.
Yeah, kind of rapey. Did she put up a fight?
Oh, damn.
Pop, pop. Yeah, okay. Right.
I would love if someone just redid that scene and just turned like, oh, whoa.
Yeah.
They should do like somebody
That's
should do
funny. Fucked up, man.
They should do funny. Like, hey, man. What the fuck, dude? I have a sister, man. I wouldn't like her to fucking.
Dude, all you needed to do is say, pull her out of the water. Yeah. You didn't need a fucking fuck her.
Yeah. Take it easy.
It's mouth to mouth.
There was another part of that song. There was another part of that song that was rapey.
Mm.
But it was all on his part.
Yeah.
She was all like, oh, he's dreamy. And they were all like,
oh, she was good. You know what I mean. Talking about that type pussy.
I just grabbed it. Whatever.
I just grabbed it right by the pussy.
Just grabbed it by
it's
the pussy.
Good. It's great.
Didn't care.
There was some
care.
Sand.
Your Trumps are really weird.
When did Trump turn gay? And when
I just
Trump
turned him into Mr. Garrison.
Yeah.
I'm gay. I grabbed her by the pussy. I'm gay. It was great.
Some bad hombres. I'm gay.
There's some red hombres. Oh, that's funny.
Little building 12.
How did you make your selections?
Well, I don't see one of our normal members here, so I'm gonna say it for him. I just picked four songs.
Good. All right. Jeffrey?
Well, I also did have discussions like Steph throughout the day with Nir because I realized that I...
Throughout the week.
Well,
throughout the week.
Actually, started Monday. Yeah, after I realized what the topic
throughout
was.
Throughout the week.
Yeah, he's not wrong. It's Wednesday. But yeah. I had six mountains just on genre. Like, there's so many.
Wait, what were your different genres? Because I
country, hip hop, R&B.
Oh, so straight up rock, music genre.
Straight up music genres. You could do. We talked about it before.
I'm impressed and disappointed that he knows four country songs.
Actually, never mind.
We'll just think Carrie Underwood, like. Oh my God! Before he cheats, and that's already
that's
on there.
That's my wife go. Oh, I'll see her at the family reunion.
the thing is, the time frame.
His name? Sorry, there's a guy who actually sings.
Rodney Carrington.
Luke
does
Bryan.
Comedy.
Well, no, Rodney Carrington like does that. Comedy.
Rodney Carrington does country comedy. He's the one that did Letter to My Penis and all that stuff.
There's a guy who sings like what song called Family Tree.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
All right. So,
but yeah, so I ended up just going kind of with, you wanted me to tell a little bit of the thing. So, like, I didn't really date in high school. I was super nerd with shocker to all the listeners. Braces, weird glasses. I went all boys school.
Weird glasses. Did they light
like
up?
They were like the big rimmed, like with the
tint.
It's
cool now.
With the cool tint.
Oh, with the tint though.
With the tint, yeah. So like I didn't really start dating and stuff like that till like freshman year of college when I grew the beard, got the braces off, got contacts, all that stuff. So I was kind of late to the game. So 2000s, early 2000s is kind of where I went, and I kind of went with the stuff that happened to me. But I didn't really
date. So you did yours like very personal.
Right. I mean, I didn't really date. I only had really like one serious relationship in that time before my wife, and that serious relationship was 4 months, 4.5 months, because I took advantage of the time that I missed in high school.
Basically, you're just like making up. You're like, oh, people want me? Yeah. I want everyone.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And, but the one girl that...
You fucked a lot.
She did mess me up. She did mess me up. And my friends that listen to the podcast know who I'm talking about. It was my white girl phase. Hence the country knowledge. Because I did go to Roundup for like every Friday for about three years.
I hate Roundup.
I thought you only dated her for 4 months.
I said that correctly.
And he put in the work.
For
he
three
put in
years
the work.
Before or after?
No, she was like towards the mid end.
Okay.
I went to Roundup once and I'm never going again. I kind of want to go. Roundup story.
Really?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to go.
I had a lot of great Roundup stories, and then her.
And then after that, you're like...
Story, I'll make it quick so Nery can explain how he made his list. I was dancing. And, you know, you can only do the square dance, all right?
They do a hip-hop time.
For 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to do the square dance because... And the people I'm with, they're trying to teach me. They're like, oh, step here. And I'm not getting it very quickly.
Right.
And some white lady looks at me and goes, if you don't know the dance, get off the dance floor. And like with attitude and basically saying, Spick, go back to Hialeah. And
you're white. See, but I never got that.
Yeah, but
you're really white.
I never got that. And no, I didn't learn the like, I mean, I picked up the dances pretty quick, but like, I never really got.
She sounds more like a sassy gay man than like
so
a white,
I,
like Southern.
So I get off the dance floor and I'm like, whatever, I'm drunk, I don't give a shit. I didn't want to be square dancing anyways.
Uh-huh.
I want to be here anyway.
Finally,
you walk away with your fucking...
They do the 30 minutes of normal music, and I'm out there and I'm dancing, and she's there, and I see her stumbling, and she actually bumps into me. And I look at her and I say, hey, if you don't know the dance, get the fuck off the dance floor.
Yes. Boom. Drop mic.
And...
Then she's like, have you met my cousin / boyfriend?
Yeah, then they tased you.
and then I got ran over by an F-150.
There you go. The end.
Yeah. So, Jeff has been telling me, like, oh, we should do subgenres. I'm like, I'm never going to do another fucking breakup song topic again. I'm not doing subgenres. And that's because I didn't start doing my list until an hour before we started recording. And then I was like, oh, fuck, this is really hard. It's a lot. Yeah. Like, I forgot how many. Like, I'm the, you know, we've talked about this on WooBro a lot, how I'm the mushy romantic or, you know, for. So I have a lot of songs where I'm like, oh, my God. That song. There's also a lot of breakup songs. Like, I looked at a bunch of lists online, and there's a lot of breakup songs that are very much breakup songs, but I never saw them as breakup songs.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I never went through a breakup while that song was popular. So therefore, but I remember looking at them like, oh, yeah, that is a breakup song. oh yeah, I just thought it was a cool song on the radio. But I guess if, had I been going through a breakup at that moment, I would have been like, oh yeah, this is the one. So it's music is very much like that. It's like whatever's playing at the time of your life, that is like whatever's going on at the time of your life, it hits, it resonates more with you at that time.
Yep.
Yeah.
So there's some songs. So I would say I'm the opposite of Jeffrey, where the majority of my songs are going through the breakup.
Yeah.
As opposed to like, I'm over this shit and I'm fucking better and I don't that. Need you.
Like three of my songs are like the afterwards, like, oh, well.
Fuck right. Yeah, I
like, you. I have a whole
I'm a beautiful independent man.
You know what? And I just, I love me and that's all I need is me and my self-esteem. Okay. No, I don't have many of those. I have all the ones like, what?
A lot of
it suck.
No. Come, the band's gonna make it. Come on, but they with me.
What I noticed though is like there's a lot of the list. There was like the majority of the list, unless you specified breakup songs for guys. All the list just best breakup songs. It was all females.
But isn't necessarily the words don't have to only like. But I'm saying the words to the song don't have to necessarily like
right
equate.
The thing is, like,
I think that's really? What really.
No, but I'm saying, you don't have to be like, oh, well, the singer said he, so I can't.
Oh no, that's I get what you're saying.
But there, granted, but there's certain songs, and I'm sure it may be mentioned, but I'm not going to mention it, which is the one that everybody that's heard that I've talked to, like when I was at work about the topic, they mentioned this song.
It might be on mine.
And so I'll wait for that, but. It doesn't really relate to me. I get it and I like it.
Well, see, there's a few songs that I had like that too where I didn't put them on just because they didn't hit me at the right time or at the same time they didn't completely relate to me or I can't see them as a breakup song because it's turned into such a karaoke jam.
Right.
So that like I can't see it that way anymore because now it's more of like a...
What happened to me is I was told the topic and I, boom, thought of my number one and I thought it was easy.
Yeah,
and I thought of a couple more. I'm like, let me look them up. Let me make sure I'm going through all my lists. And I went through three lists online, and my number one was not on any of those lists.
Really?
There was one of 50. There was one of 30. And
was
I
it
think
Sun
I
Chips?
Saw...
Did you pick Sun Chips for your number one?
My number one was on one list that I found.
I think I know what your number one is.
And my number one, I'm like, the fuck is this such an iconic song that... And no one is putting on their like I think Pop Sugar was the one name that I remember looking up the list, and I'm like, how the fuck on a thing called Pop Sugar is this song not in on this? And it was really weird to me, but I kept it on my fucking list.
All right,
because I'm a rebel. All right, so number four is
Stephanie.
I gotta be honest with you, I still don't even have my list. I have 9, 10 in front of me, and I'm like, I'm just gonna pick whatever. I'm gonna follow my heart.
You don't have to
go with your, like, you're gonna, you wanna go first?
Use the heart of the card.
Okay.
No, he always goes last.
All right. Sorry.
I'm a good host, and I let my guests go in front of me.
Let's go with that as your reason.
My number four, it's kind of, I guess I'll give a story to you why I chose it. This song literally played like in the car. When like I realized that my last relationship was ending, like it was like literally after a fight, and this song
was
came on.
Was it Taste of Thief?
Was it breakup to
Makeup? Too so real. Specific. That's so too real.
That song was written for me.
It was actually my number four is
Give Me the Loop by Notorious B.I.G.
I come from a land down under.
No, that's
the current. That's not the X. That's the current.
I know.
Way to go, Jeffrey. Way to go.
I knew that. Keurig? I was joking.
That's the current.
Oh,
current.
Yeah.
Current.
Yeah.
Joking. I was a joke. That was a bad joke.
Sorry,
that was a bad joke.
Go ahead.
My number four was actually Let It Go by James Bay.
Okay.
Do you know that song? Mm-mm. Oh, so good.
I should probably have a song just go in case by on my
James Bay.
James Bay.
Mm-hmm. It's that fucking Frozen. You got to specify now.
Yeah. So it's Let It Go by James Bay.
I was like, what?
Yeah. So it's Let It Go by James Bay. And it literally is an entire song just about like recognizing the red flags of like realizing that this relationship is dead.
And this that just is happened done. To be on the radio?
Yes. It was playing on the radio as I was driving back home.
Is it on Big 105 or something?
No. Yes, we put up to the mic.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
This is a good song. I didn't know it off the name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's such like...
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Okay.
It's such a
good
song. Keep
playing it. Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, imagine being in a very quiet car ride in traffic.
Oh, so you're stopping. You're listening to this song.
Yeah, and it's nighttime.
Is it raining?
It had just rained, so there is still droplets on the window. And then this song is like playing.
I'm crying. I was sleeping in the That's a third into any rom-com.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and but for me, it was one of those things where the fucked up part wasn't so much. It was like a, oh no.
Let it go. All right, I do like the song. All right, I'll buy it.
I'm buying it.
Yeah, I know, but I like buying.
And
shit,
all right,
bro, I'm sorry.
Isn't this a new?
Trying to help you out.
I know. Yes. So I some of my songs.
That's worth buying. Okay, don't yell at me. Don't yell at me.
I'm giving you the
guys. Don't break up. Don't break up.
Yelled at me. You like you don't gotta buy
my song.
Game night is ruining the friendship.
All right.
God damn it, Stephanie, you ruined it.
So it's just one of those things. It was one of those moments where, as much as like it could hurt and everything, at that moment was just me being like, oh yeah. It was more of like a moment of, yeah, let she probably let it go.
Right.
And I just like that as a mutual breakup song. Okay. Like a you well, be
so
you,
it is,
I be
it's
me.
Not a, even okay. though it wasn't mutual.
No.
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 The band's gonna make it.
I added it. It was good.
Added it to my Apple Music for free.
Yeah. Okay. What? It's not free. You pay for it.
It's technically, $9.99 a month.
Technically, you haven't sent that money to me.
Actually, no. We're getting charged for it.
Are you?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Christy looked it up on
is
the
it on
statement.
The Christy's thing then?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why. Because yeah. Christy. Okay, that makes
okay,
sense.
Guys.
Like, okay,
guys.
Sorry. Yeah.
So we, how are you getting $9.99? It's $15.99.
I got no. Ours is $9.99.
He's grandfathered in, buddy.
Oh, like he was on it early?
He's an OG.
Mm. Welcome.
Lucky. Welcome, geese. Young whippersnapper. I eat my bacon and I listen to my Apple Music.
Fuck you.
You son of a bitch. You gotta bring up the bacon again.
The picture of
yeah,
me
what an asshole. He really said.
That's a real fucking plate. And he really ate it. That's not even like, oh, let's just take it for the picture to be cute. He really took a picture of the fucking amount of bacon that he eats at breakfast. And it's a fucking plate, man.
And rinconcito, they give you like a mound of bacon.
I love bacon. I'm like,
and my cholesterol's
like a heart attack.
Perfect. No, my cholesterol's perfect.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I have a we crazy immune system.
Go ahead.
And now we've come
to the end of the road. Still I can't let go. It's unnatural.
All right, enough. What's your song, though?
Thirsty Thursdays by Zach Brownback.
Nice! All right.
I hope they have a song called Thirsty Thursday. No, End of the Road by Boyz II Men, man.
You know what's funny? I love that song. But as a kid, I thought because of the video, maybe I thought it was like a death song.
I've somebody always died. Thought of it as a death song.
I thought now, it was somebody died.
I overly associate it with every end of the year video for seniors ever.
True.
Like,
yeah.
Just see, but, graduation. But, like people sing it at graduation.
But
like,
Green Day was when I graduated. It was time of your life. So
that's,
I was like,
that's my high school song.
So yeah. That's my high school. Yeah.
Yes. It's either good.
It's everybody's high school. Yeah.
No, some people graduated with Vitamin C.
That was yeah. That was before.
You're bad. That's you're bad people.
We go on.
Shut up, bitch. Best fucking part about Scream.
Yeah. It wasn't Scream.
I know, that's why.
Oh.
You son of a
you
bitch.
You fucking motherfucker.
I heard it I think it was in 2016, but late 2016 that I heard it and I really listened to
what
it.
What song?
End of the Road.
Okay, thank mm-hmm. you. I'm like, we've talked about three songs after that. We got to specify. Yes. Let's go back to
I'm
your
like Vitamin C.
Chimi, chimi, talking about me now.
Chimi, chimi, changa.
It is my dad.
And I really listened to it. And that's when I realized, oh shit, this is a breakup song. This is like
I always grew up thinking that it was, and I think from the music video, I think if I'm not mistaken, there was a music video where they were in a funeral. So maybe that's just
maybe it was that one.
But my problem is
no, that was Crossroads by Bone Thugs.
I didn't associate.
Yeah, I always get those confused. Boyz II Men, Bone Thugs. You know, they're just the same. You know, one with a cane, the other one with a do-rag, whatever. Go ahead. You were saying,
but I was saying that I never really associated great song. It to anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I didn't associate it to death or graduation.
No,
I've probably heard it in both of those situations, and it was the last time I heard it. Recently is like, yeah, this is definitely a love song, and so
yeah,
I was looking it up today on the. It made one of the lists. I was like. Yeah, for sure. This is a breakup song.
Yeah, for sure it is.
But for some reason, it's never really played as one. Like,
but you know what I think it is? I think it's one of those, like, the words are so ambiguous that it's like, it could be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It could, like, it's just the end of the world, and it's like, so the end of the road could be death. The end of the road could be a relationship. The end of the road could be a friendship, a phase
in
your life.
Yeah.
So I think it's one of those, like... It means whatever you want it to mean.
Yeah.
Like,
well, that's
just buy the fucking album, people.
That's why there's actually a classic like breakup a song people play during breakups, like especially in movies, I've seen it in movies, that I didn't put on my list even though I love that song because it's so ambiguous. It really is about anything. It, like, it's not even clear that it's about a breakup.
Yeah. Like, this song is not clear that it's about a breakup. It's just clear that it's about an end. Like the end of the road. It's literally like, if you read the words, it's like, this has come to an end.
I mean,
and I'm going to miss this.
It's a finality.
I'm going to miss what we had. But that doesn't say.
It's very clever songwriting that way. To be like, really this is. Thing is done and I'm sad about it. And everyone's like, oh my God.
Yeah. It's so good. And so everybody's like, it's talking about when my uncle died. Came out when my uncle died. And that's what it meant. It's like, okay. And then somebody else is like, oh my God, I'm graduating high school. And this is about graduating high school. And there's a fucking poor schmo that's like, she left me. And the end of the road perfectly describes what I'm feeling right now. And then fucking their voice is like laughing all the way to the bank and shit.
They were laughing all the way to Motown Philly.
The road ends at the bank.
Motown Philly back again.
Little Nicky's Godfathers. What up?
Okay.
They're not his godfather, by the way. They played at his christening. His godfather was Jeffrey the Butler.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh, thank you for clarifying
that. He was named after all of them.
All of them. That's what it was. They're christened names. Sorry.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
That would be one of the seasons on our new TV podcast that would be coming soon.
Yeah.
all right. So, End of the Road by Boyz II Men. Jeffrey.
So, my number four is a song that I didn't realize until I re-listened to it and read the lyrics that it actually is a breakup song. And it's Blink-182, Damn It. Blink-182, Damn It. Is actually a breakup song. And that's why I put it on my list, because I didn't think anybody would have it. It's basically about somebody getting dumped and they decide it's part of growing up. I'm going to move on because this is part of my life and part of... Yeah. Oh, and like the whole part of it, maybe I'll see you at a movie sneak preview. You show up with that guy on the arm of that
I
guy. Yeah. Like, so it's basically.
Yeah, it's so obvious when you scream that.
But basically, the song is it's him getting dumped by a girl.
What was that song from Eurotrip? What was that song?
Oh,
Scotty doesn't know.
Yeah,
Scotty doesn't know.
God damn it!
Dude.
All right, change my number three.
Change my number two.
No, Scotty doesn't know is my brother's ringtone. Like, yeah, my brother Scott. Yeah,
but yeah. So it's basically he gets dumped by this girl, and he rather than mope about it, rather than be sad about it, he's like, "Well, this is part of growing up. I need to move on. This is a learning experience, and I'm going to move on." So I was like, I loved Blink. I love Blink 182. I love Damn It. And I was like, holy shit, I never thought of that. I just knew it's one of those songs that you know all the lyrics, but you don't really think about the lyrics.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck. That's because that happened to me a lot. I was just like, oh, well, let me go on to the next. I'm going to move on.
Like one of the songs. Well, no, it's not. It wasn't on my honorable mentions because it wasn't a going through the breakup song. It was a getting over song. Like, I was originally going to put Someone New by Hozier on my, like, honorable mentions.
Who's
him. But it's the same concept. It's the whole, like, I'm going to just keep going and I fall in love with someone else every single day.
Right. Well, that's why to me, I knew... God, this is a song I listened to on repeat, and now the times that I realize I listen to it a lot, it has a little more meaning to me. Because I was like, oh shit, it's just about moving on. You're like, you know what? This is part of what the growing up process is. Move on with your life.
That's so, cool. I never even saw it that way.
That's why when you guys said it, that I was like,
You know, we're all going to be listening to it on the way home.
Yeah, everybody's putting like, is Jeff right?
I already have it on my Apple Music.
Good. It's better than buying it.
It's not good enough to buy, I agree.
You see what I did.
I called like you out. Buying music, especially.
There's certain songs.
Are you taking
that
offense? I'm joking.
There's certain songs that you go, hey, this is worth buying.
Yes,
Need to buy that.
Yes.
You need to buy that. That's just a fact.
Yeah, so that's my number four.
Mini und Vanilli. You know, I actually thought about them yesterday. Not
lying. Why?
You should think about them daily.
Milli Vanilli. Blame It on the Rain.
Blame It on the Rain. It was falling. Stephanie's gonna hate this episode because we're just singing the whole time.
Oh, fucking her. Alright, my number four
Did we go too fast for you to finish your list?
I know.
You're like, one of these Amy Money.
None of these are on my fucking list. I can't piggyback off any of you, god damn it. My number four is I don't know how to pronounce the artist.
Gautier, somebody okay, that I used to
but it, the name of the song is Put It In Your Mouth by
Akinelli.
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 And I think that's a fantastic breakup song.
So good.
What?
No, I'm kidding. Excuse me.
Romantic lines, like, it's all about mouth fucking?
Yeah.
Dick right. sucking?
Come no, on. Like, I let you sip it up, drip it up, gargle yeah. it. Yeah. yeah.
Come on.
Clearly
hello,
a breakup song.
My neck. My back,
my pussy, and my crack.
These have been songs read to you.
Yeah. Oh my God, we should do that.
Songs read to you.
You know, dibs on that podcast. You guys.
All right. So no.
Put it down, flip it, and reverse it. In here, from an upper front. Yep.
To the windows. To the walls.
You know what I we were talking about on the show.
To the windows. To the walls.
To the sweat. Put my thing drops down my balls. Flip it and reverse it. Is your Firminipa plant is exactly that line?
Yeah,
reversed.
Hey, I didn't know that.
I was what? So confused that people were shocked by this.
I just didn't know that.
Put I'm my like, thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
It's your Firminipa plant.
So she's literally reversing it.
It's yeah. the audio producer that oh, got did, that oh, and that. Reversed
I,
it.
I no, see, that. I actually
you're such a fucking nerd.
I just read the show prep site, guys.
I had no idea.
See, that I did know simply because the first time, like when I was originally hearing that song, my cousins and I just got real curious one day and we happened to have it on a mixtape.
Oh, so okay.
We reversed it.
I no way I knew that. I didn't care enough. I didn't, no. Let's just keep. I don't know what the fuck.
Is for plan yet?
We're trying to give you time to pick your number four.
I got it. I got okay. it.
It's called vamping.
I yeah. understand. What's it called?
Vamping.
Oh, yes. Okay. My number four.
He's afraid you're going to bite him now.
My number four
vamping,
is.
I don't want to be a vampire.
Curtis Whisper.
Wait, Wham or Seether?
No, it has to be Wham. Wham.
Yeah.
Come on.
Wham.
You know that there is.
Fuck it, we're just doing instruments now.
You like that, Stephanie? You like that?
At Star Wars Celebration, there was two people dressed up like the Cantina Band
uh-huh.
with a saxophone playing Careless Whisper running through
that's
the crowd.
Amazing.
I was like, this is fucking gold.
Dude, when you have Curtis, look, for those, and everybody knows this fucking song, right? You get it, right? It's,
you get it.
You know.
He just wants to play it.
I do.
Are there words to that song?
Oh, what? God.
What?
Are there words?
Never gonna dance again. Guilty feet, got no rhythm.
You know why that's not on my list?
To pretend, you know I'm not a fool. I should have known.
For all the assholes that didn't know, that thought I was serious when I said other words.
Yeah.
I've been given. Dance again.
I'm the thing I'm surprised that it's on your list.
Why would it be on? Just cause he's because he's another dude doesn't mean it's not gonna make my list.
No, because you've never cheated on someone before.
But it's again, these songs aren't because they're relatable. It's just because I love these fucking songs. It's not about.
I thought she was.
First of all, I don't even dance. I'm not even a dancer. Like I can believe you. You don't dance. You don't fucking.
Well, I don't know if you don't like. I mean, you could dance.
I thought she was just trying to throw out your dirty laundry. But you don't cheat on anyone, wink loud as fuck.
I'm glad I passed that test.
Why'd you see the door just open?
Okay.
I'm glad I passed that test. I'm going to stutter. If I would have stuttered. Yeah. But you don't cheat on anybody. I like the song. I
don't relate to it at all.
No, it's not about. That's why I said at the beginning. I'm like, these are just, I love these songs. And then they happen to be breakup songs. And it's not about everything being relatable to you. It's about, like, this is a fucking great song. This is.
It is.
Come on, man.
I will give that to you. It is.
Yeah.
It's a really good song.
Never going to dance again. And then here's the thing: it's not even about if you take away the line from cheating, the song still works. Even if you're going through a breakup, that's not your fault. Like you're going through, like I'm never gonna dance. I'm never gonna have the same feeling with anybody else that I had with you, and it's never gonna happen again. So forget about the cheating portion of the song, which yes is a thing on the song. I'm not trying to fucking say it's not a cheating song. It is, but it's also a breakup song where you go, look, this thing that we had, it's never gonna happen the same way again. Like, no matter who, and he literally says, I'm never going to dance again the way I dance with you. That's basically what it's meaning. Is like, whatever we had, I may find somebody else, but it's never going to be the same thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so that's where that's the line that I stuck to. That's okay. The line that I hung on when I remember listening to it. Is like, no matter what I do from now on, it won't be the same the way I did it with you.
The line.
But that's the beauty of breakups. Like the beauty of like going from really like to a new relationship is like, yeah, you're never recreating the thing you just had.
Yeah.
Like I think that I don't know, every single relationship kind of like losing its own little time capsule.
Well, yeah, sure. Yeah.
The line you didn't mention in that song is probably my favorite line. The Kenny G.
That's the best part.
It is.
Kenny G solo, 2 minutes, hit it.
That is a really good song.
I fucking love that song.
That's a
man.
Great song.
So yeah, it was one of the first songs that I thought of, and I was like, all right. And the only reason it's on number four is because there's other songs, obviously. That
I do like the Seether cover, though. The Seether cover that they did.
Oh, I've never heard of Seether cover.
Seether, rock band.
Okay, I'm out.
I've never heard
like
that.
A real, like rock band. Like.
Yeah.
Dude, I recently heard the like Disturbed.
Naked Vengeance rock.
Like, I was about to say like Naked Vengeance rock.
It was my ringtone for a while.
I had never heard it before. What? The Disturbed's cover of Sound of Silence.
Really good.
Oh my God.
Because his voice is so like deep and dark. It's awesome.
Dude, you have to hear it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Apple Music that one.
Gladly. Yeah.
No, you're not allowed to use my Apple Music.
Gladly. Yeah. Listen to that for free.
You like that, Jeff?
So, oh, got time out? All right, let me do the recap of the number fours. Okay. Number fours were Let It Go by James Bay, which is a fantastic song.
Yeah.
End of the World by Boyz II Men, which is a fantastic song. Damn It by Blink-182. Curtis Whisper.
I waited for it.
I knew he was setting it up.
Which is a fantastic song.
Do you really not like Blink-182, Dan?
I've never heard it enough to be. I told you. Remember when I called them a one-hit wonder and you guys all freaked the fuck out?
They're definitely not.
No, they were up until this summer. Without exaggeration.
Yeah, by definition, they were a one-hit wonder.
A hit is within the top 40 of the Billboards, and they had one song in the top 40.
Oh, the small things?
And that change literally went October.
I think, it was with one of the newer songs of their newer album.
October. That changed after we did the podcast of Best One-Hit Wonders. They did not have another one-hit wonder. They did not have another. They were literally in the category of one-hit wonders.
So they're just like really consistent, but not necessarily.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see what she's doing right now? You see that bopping up and down? That's not a breakup song to me. I get the words.
No, but it's a getting over a breakup song.
Okay.
It's a getting over a breakup song.
No, you know what I used to listen to like from the same period all the time? She Fucking Hates Me. A Puddle of Mud.
But that, see, I almost put that, but it's not a breakup song. So if we can do a whole mountain on when you were the one that breaks up and the songs, because that would be on there.
I wouldn't know.
And Newfound Glory, like My Friends Over You, that's when you're the one breaking up.
Never broke up with a girl. Even with the lesbian, it was like, she had to like put the fact that she was cheating on me in my face and be like, so I guess it's horror.
So look, we could work through this.
No, I wasn't that guy, but I was like, so are we over or something? Yeah, we're fucking over.
Good.
Okay, cool. Like, I'm still not the ones who technically said it. So I'm like, okay.
I get what you're saying. You're not gonna pull the trigger, but
oh no, don't get me wrong. That was like my lowest as far as, and we talked about this on We Bro a million times. My self esteem was non-existent at that point. That was before I did comedy. That was before it was a whole different human being. Like when I say pussy, like when I say whooped, it wasn't even pussy whooped. It was just like I loved the idea of being in love. So I thought that, you know, I've said this before where like people are like, why did you stay in a relationship so long? And I said this one time to the girl that I dated after her. With a single tear rolling down my cheek, and I was like, sometimes you just, that's what I thought was the best that I deserved. And I like said that with a single tear rolling down my face as the fucking light from Denny's was glistening upon my tear. My point is, I had low self-esteem, so yeah, I was like, I don't, now it's a different person. Now after that, I'm like, oh no, I deserve, but fuck you! How about that, lady? Fuck you! But you're still breaking up with me? Right, I'm sorry, man, my bad, that's cool. So those are our number fours. What are our number threes? Unpausing in 3, 2...
Oh, wait. Okay.
Okay. So... Three.
All right. So, yeah. Okay. So, like I said, like the beginning of my list are kind of more current songs, just because I feel like just because something's like not a classic doesn't mean it's not like a really great song.
My number one is incredibly current.
Yeah.
Well, 5 years, but still, that's 5 years is current compared to you know.
Yeah. Compared to the other ones on my
list. 5 years ago, I was married. I wasn't breaking up.
Yeah.
It's still
That's my number. My one from 6 years ago is that.
Man, my number one is 5 years ago, and I wasn't breaking up.
All right. In fact, so my number three is
the love of my life.
Aww.
That's not true. We met 10 years ago, but we got married 5 years ago. So good.
Okay. Solidifying. Thanks.
It's on paper, so it's real. It's real.
My number three is actually Say Something by Great Big World.
Say Something.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard Please Tell Me Other Love?
I'm sure I've heard it. I just don't know her name.
Say Something. That one?
But not by Erin Neville. Yeah.
Say Something.
I got on my tortilla.
You're going to recognize when you hear it.
By who?
Oh. It's
by Great Big
World. I know
World.
This already off of that.
Yeah. Okay. Just this. And then you probably recognize the.
Yeah.
I even like this version of it. It's the one featuring Christina Aguilera. I actually like this.
Something exactly what I sounded giving like. Up
on you. I thought that was Lewis on your phone. How did you get that?
Secretly.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, this song's a great song. If you
want me to. Yeah, you should put it on the microphone as opposed to not yet.
I was about to turn it off. That's why.
Oh shit.
Well, you can talk over it.
Huh? Yeah. Well, no, because okay. So this is the kind of person I am. is that like if I'm going through a breakup, I'm gonna listen to breakup music on end, so I get it all out. Okay. Like I'm allowing you one crying session, Stephanie. One, you're allowed one. You get it all out. Like basically like a football game. Like leave it on the field.
Yeah,
that's it. This song I played, no lie, like the last time I broke up, I played this song like 10 times
in just a row. Like consecutively
between the original version with just them and the Christina Aguilera version and then covers and then went back and forth and back and forth and finally by the end of it I was like okay, I never knew
the name of the song, but it's a fantastic
song. It's a great song. Yeah, I didn't know the name of it.
Fantastic song.
Yeah, like a lot of
I don't even know the words to that song. Just the music is so powerful that you go mm-hmm. fuck. Like it's one of those songs that you listen to, like you see in a movie, and you go, I don't know why I'm having the reactions that I'm having, but this is amazing. Like I don't even
You've
know.
Never heard the song? Yeah.
No, I've heard it. I never heard the words. Never listened to the words. There's a difference between hearing and listening.
It's also you get it.
You get it. You know.
Like you hear the song, you're like, I want to like cry in slow motion in the rain.
Yeah.
Right. That and also it's just I said my whole last song was about you realizing that you needed to get rid of a relationship. This song is about also that moment of like, well, it's your last chance. Like say something. I'm about to leave.
Yeah.
Like I'm about to go. So there's like a little version.
Cool.
I like it.
I like it, man. I thank you for telling me because now I will definitely not have
Apple Music.
Are you gonna buy that one?
Screenshot all these songs because I need to make sure I have them all down. All
right,
Apple Music, bro. So as far, it's going, you just
so
add
far these are all good.
Yeah, well,
I already have. Damn it,
and the Blink 182 song.
I wanna fuck a dog in the ass.
Yeah, wanna fuck a dog. In
Why
the
isn't
ass.
This a breakup song? I just look as much as
that's right, kids.
My whole thing with the Blink 182 song is as much as Jeff, you just realized it is a breakup song,
right?
Because the reaction that Steph had when you played it, that oh my god, like let's go dancing, and like that's not a breakup song to me. Is not a happy go lucky. Like let's go dancing.
No, well, you're gonna hate my number three.
I don't know if I completely agree because like one of my favorite songs, like when I'm getting over.
I get what Jeff is saying. Jeff is saying these are the fuck you portions of the
right.
breakup.
This these are the state. Like at this stage, it's okay to be dancy and happy. Like in Blink 182. Damn it, it's I'm fucking done. I realize this is part of life. I need to move on with myself.
For me, that one is. Gives You Hell by All American Rejects.
Or we could table.
Or we could table.
Really? You heard his number four and you thought that you. At no point did you think All American Rejects was going to be able to be on his list. You thought it was an impossibility. Yeah, no way he has a.
Three, so if that's your number three, I'm going to be very excited.
Number three is Lewis. Your number three is?
I'm still alive, but I'm barely breathing. Just praying to a God that I don't believe in.
Okay, so what's number
three? Because I've got time and she's got freedom.
You're singing like Erin Neville, everybody.
Yeah, every song by her.
No, it don't break even by the script.
That's a great song.
What's the name of the song?
Break Even by the script. That one's more for my girlfriend because she loves the script.
I
can't stand the script because they have one song that's not about breaking up.
And that's it?
Every
other song is about breaking up?
Every song they have is about breaking up. So my girlfriend's like, oh, it was a couple years ago when we first started dating. Let's go to the script concert. Listen to this album. Listen to a couple things. That way you know. I'm like, yeah, I'll listen to them. Because she loves the script.
Mm-hmm. Like, I do love that song, though.
They can't be that bad if someone loves them this much. Every song they have is depressing.
It's that moment you realize, oh, my girlfriend's emo.
Yeah.
Like...
Does she wear all black? Does she wear a lot of black?
This relationship is going to last long. She loves these songs too much. She'll break up with me just to listen to them.
The darkness is beautiful.
No, she, and every song of theirs is breakup, but this is the most notable one.
That's kind of like what A Great Big World is. Like, they have like maybe one or two like happy songs. Like recently I was showing like one of their albums and they're like, oh yeah, listen to like some happy music. Like, cause I was asking for some upbeat music and they're like, Great Big World. I'm like, I don't remember them being super happy because I remember this song. Like, this is one of my jams, but they're like, oh no, try this album anyways. One happy song. And then everything else was like, oh my God, like high school Stephanie's crying all over again.
This is an Irish band and they have one song about St. Patrick's Day called Paint the Town Green, which is a great song.
Fantastic.
Definitely listen to it. If you never heard it, it's a good, fun song.
I didn't know they're Irish.
Definitely Apple Music it.
Yeah. I'm going to Apple Music it.
Other than that, it's so sad and depressing. We went to their concert.
Do you everyone know crying? How?
Yeah, like did you, after hearing their music, you're like, man, this is probably going to be a fun concert
to
go
to. Do you know how not lit that concert was?
Shit!
They did Paint the Town Green, and it was crazy.
You know how dim the concert was?
That's like when you try to do something nice for your wife, who's a big fucking Rob Thomas Matchbox 20 fan.
Oh, God. Thomas is fucking amazing. Go fuck yourself. Rob Thomas is amazing.
Can I finish?
Can I finish?
So guy, let me finish. So, but I didn't realize, I didn't read the fine print where it was an intimate evening with Rob Thomas, so it was him and a guitarist and nothing else.
Dude, that song, I'm sorry.
The best part of that whole concert was the guy who had a hooker that was sitting next to us and her cocaine baggie fell and we kicked it down to the robot in front of us, so they spent the entire concert trying to find it.
That's awesome. That was
he's the one that sings in Smooth.
Yeah.
It's just like the ocean.
I can't with that song.
Mountain.
What?
I can't with that song.
What?
No, I can't.
What the fuck is wrong with
you?
Want me
to sing it again?
The second time I'm going to come
Rob Neville sang it. It's like Smooth.
Forget about it. Boom, boom.
That song's amazing. What do you mean you can't with that song? Is it because it came out during high school when you were emo?
Maybe.
And it's too happy for you?
I don't know, maybe.
No,
maybe.
I think that's what it is. You were emo and you were hipster in high school.
There wasn't hipsters.
Give me your heart. Make it real.
I can't decide if it's Aaron Neville or Barry Gibbs. I can't
decide. No,
this
isn't Barry Gibbs. No, we didn't.
Okay. I was about to be like.
I do love the script. I don't know any of their names or the song. That's why when you were singing it, I'm like, I love this song. Who the fuck sings this song?
Breaking by the script. They got a couple other good songs if you're into, you know, cutting wrists.
This whole fucking mountain. This whole episode. This whole episode of Slit Your Wrist plus Blink 182.
And All American Rejects.
All right. Well, I'm going to move it because it was actually my number two. They were actually my number two. So I'm going to move.
Save it there. Leave it there.
No. I'll move it. And I'll move my number three. I'll move it to my number three. So we got All American Rejects, Give You Hell.
This song is my jam.
This is.
Put it to the mic.
This is my favorite Go Fuck Yourself song. Yes. Well, no, sorry. Second one favorite Go Fuck Yourself. Well, no. I had it at number two. Yeah. First.
Yeah.
With a big smile on my face, and it never feels out of place.
It's just the epitome of, hey, go fuck yourself. I don't give a fuck about you anymore. I'm moving on with my life. I hope that when you see how happy I am.
That was actually on my other mountain.
Okay.
Like, if I was going to do, like, getting over something, that was on my mountain.
What's the name of the song?
Gives You Hell.
Apple Music. You Hell, that gives you hell.
Fortunately, I love hearing in concert.
This is a real, like, that is probably, in my opinion, I can't think of one right now, other than maybe To the Left, To the Left. That really is the epitome of, I'm over you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I can't think of one now that is more like
that. Oh, I got.
Oh, you got one?
Oh.
All right, remind me. But I can't wait
I
to be reminded. But
so
but
what by Pink.
What I love about the song, though, if you actually read about it, he didn't write it specifically about an ex. He wrote it. He another of these generalized things like from before. He's like, it's just anybody that you're just over it.
Yeah.
You're done with it. He's like, you can take it as relationship, you can take it as a boss at work, you can take it as however you
anyone
want.
Anyone who didn't have faith in you, like just something.
Exactly. And that's to me that, which it's, you know, the beats pick me up. But apparently you can't have pick-me-up songs for breakups.
I didn't say can't. I didn't say you can't. I just said I don't think of it as one. That doesn't mean you can't.
This one I definitely will agree on breakup. like level. Like,
yeah.
Like Blink-182's album, it like never hidden with me. It never hit me. Right. Like, yeah, it never hit me before. But
you
this one was like
your number four. But you picked it up now.
I can change. Yeah. I can change my number four if you guys. I just I thought it was
totally
cool.
Fine. I like the number four. I just don't. I didn't see it as a breakup. You said you didn't know it was a breakup song until right. recently. Yeah, it's not fine.
But that we had mentioned that a lot of the songs we saw on our on these lists, we were like, oh man, I never realized that that was a breakup song. So I was like, I didn't think anybody else was gonna have it. So and I loved that song. So I was like. At least it's worth a mention. Oh, I know.
Now, see, if I hadn't, if I hadn't decided,
yes, I wish it was. So it would make the mountain, and then make Neri say it was the number.
I don't care. It doesn't bother me. I don't dislike the pick.
Don't yell at me. Don't yell at me. Why are you yelling at me?
Now, see, if I would have decided to stick
with that number four pick, she's done this to us, Neri.
I love you. Don't leave me. Never be the same.
But yeah. So my number four is Gives You Hell because I just think it's
number three
or three. Sorry, thank you. I moved it up. I rotated it out. From number two, so that's my.
So
number
you like your number two more than you like the song?
I think they're both at
on
the
par?
Equal level of
a fuck off.
Holete, yeah. All right. Go fuck yourself.
I'm trying to guess what your other one is.
it's I don't know if it's his because mine's like 6 years old, so I don't know.
Okay. But it's a fuck off one. Hold on.
I'm glad that you brought the song up because of the fact that in your description made me remember another song that now I have yet another song that I have to make. And I think I'm now making it my number three.
Okay.
And it's very difficult for me because I originally started with like all classic songs like Curtis Whisper. Mm-hmm. Like I started with all classic of that era of like music making and slowly but surely I'm like, oh, but there's that one that's kind of recent. Plug that in there. Oh wait, there's that other one that's really recent. And plug that in there. So it became a two and two thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I'm like, okay. Sorry, you two. I can't believe I'm saying this. In your description, and this is a song that's actually not a going through a breakup song, which is the type of guy that I normally am, is more so leaning towards the going through the breakup as opposed to I'm gone through the breakup. And it's Love Yourself by Justin Bieber.
Oh, wow. Good one. I saw it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great song.
I actually really like that song.
For all the shit of Bieber, that song's great.
Ed Sheeran wrote that song.
Did he?
And he didn't like it for himself, so he gave it to the Biebs.
I couldn't see Sheeran doing it, though.
But have you heard his new album? He does a lot of new stuff.
His new album's
so
great.
I have never cried as much as I've cried throughout an entire fucking album.
So buy it, not
listening
Apple Music.
I bought it. I absolutely, first of all, I bought it prior to the Apple Music thing, prior to the sharing thing that me and Jeff did. And then they were like, I bought it like three months ago. I pre-ordered it like 3 months ago. And then when they're like, oh, it's available for download. You've already bought it. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I now have Apple Music.
Because that's where I got the album.
But I paid Apple Music. But I paid for it. What a magical album. But this song.
What a magical album. I love you. I love the face that you. I wish they could
so
see.
Magical.
Yeah. What a magical album.
There's like, and here's the thing. I don't even love every song on the album. I forget how many songs there are. I think there's like 13 or 14. There's three of them that I could do without. I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying I don't. But fuck if 10 aren't amazing. God damn, that's a hell of a fucking.
I didn't ever
album.
Think I would hear Ed Sheeran rap. That was surprising. It was really good.
Yeah, I could do without that too.
Actually, was surprising to me.
Yeah,
it was surprising, but I could do without it.
not in a good way.
Here, stay in your box. Stay in your box, Ed.
Yeah,
going in your butthole is surprising, but you can do without it.
I can.
So
we've discussed it.
So anyway, so he in talking about when you said, oh, there's no song where you like, there's no other song where you like go fuck yourself. And I'm like,
except, well, I've heard versions of the song where it's Love Yourself is replaced with.
Oh yeah, yeah, there's it's in the album.
Fuck yourself. Oh wait, he says fuck yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's the way I was singing when I'm here.
Get you. Love
yourself. I was in my other list. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me that's my opinion was wrong.
Anyway, so I my favorite line of the song is like, my mom doesn't like you and she loves everyone.
Yeah.
That's like, that's so fucking, it's so, I've been in that situation where I'm like, my mom really didn't like her, man. Like, that's like, she fucking loves everybody. Yeah, fuck, man. So good. I love that song. And now that just bumped another classic song that I was like, whew, I thought, well, okay, sorry, man.
Yeah, a few of my classic songs actually got bumped by some of the newer ones.
Justin Bieber with that song, I think that came on an album of his, he really picked it up. Not weird to like Justin Bieber.
No, I'm sorry, man. The other album that he had before this was fucking great. I don't give a fuck. The one with a monster and a beat,
Nicki?
Yeah. That whole album that he had before this, and I forget what it's called now, but he really did. Like, I was one of those guys like, oh, Justin Bieber, that's crap, it's garbage, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But
he's a nice enough kid.
I sing
bass. Except when he's not pissing in.
I don't give a fuck about him as a person. Here's the thing. I honestly believe this. For the most part, unless you do something that is grotesque, like touching children and raping women and shit like that, that I'm not with. But aside from those like crazy evil things, as an artist, you don't owe me anything other than your art. I don't give a fuck if you're a douchebag. Russell Crowe's an asshole, but he's a phenomenal actor. I don't give a fuck. I'll go watch his movies because he's a phenomenal actor.
And he's not like an anti-Semitic asshole.
He made Braveheart. He made Braveheart. I'm sorry. And Apocalypse.
Did you see that? They said that Brad Pitt was supposed to be William Wallace first.
Oh, thank God.
For that role. Thank
God he did not.
They just came out. There was an article today that came out that Brad Pitt was supposed to be the William Wallace character.
Thank God.
He's Justin, not a bad actor. I think he's a great actor.
Yeah. But he's not Mel Gibson.
He would have been too pretty back then.
Yeah, Mel Gibson. That's it. Mel Gibson's a better actor. I can compartmentalize, man. Unless you do creepy, like, there's a thing, rape and hurting people physically. I'm out, man. I can't follow you. But other than that, if you're a Republican, I don't care, man.
What if?
But he's anti-Semitic.
Yeah. I said Republican.
What if?
Shit, you saw what I did? You saw what I did there? Funny because it's true, though, right? People, we get it. We said it.
But what if their art is to, you know, is a physical art, a physicality to it? Say, you know, Ray Rice.
Right. That's just his. That's just the way he was. Dude, that's the way he goes through lines. He goes through a defense like fucking just swings at him.
Hey, you saw the way she charged him.
Yeah.
His reaction is to step.
Notice how I stayed quiet out of this. There's a woman present.
But it's not about a woman being present. Again, I've gone on record before many times. Not that it matters, but I mean,
he needs to work on his right hook.
Needs to work on it. No. Fucking, what else does he need? He's phenomenal.
I just want to see his left. Now.
Yeah, if we're gonna talk about break down his form, wow, impressive. Huh?
Your luck, the swing and power.
That guy's a piece of shit. But it's just like I'm totally with, you know, him not, you know, whatever. Like I'm not gonna be I wasn't a fan of his to begin with. But it doesn't matter. Like, but again, unless you're hurting people, if you're hurting people physically, you don't. I can't follow you. Other than that, man, hey, dude, you don't owe me shit. I don't need for you to be a nice guy. Anyways, the album that I was talking about, Justin Bieber's album, the last one before that was Believe. Was the one that had Boyfriend, As Long As You Love Me, Take You, Beauty and the Beat with Nicki Minaj is a fucking great song. I love that whole.
I didn't like Boyfriend. I thought it was a little too
poppy.
No ballsy.
If I was your boyfriend, I could be a gentleman.
Need I say more?
What did this turn into?
Thank you guys so much for listening to the Justin Bieber Love Podcast.
It's the Power Love Hour.
So your number three is Love Yourself.
Yes, my number three is Love Myself
by Justin Bieber.
By Love Yourself. All right. So our number threes are Say Something, Great Big World, phenomenal.
Yes.
Break Even by The Script, Give You Hell by All American Reject, and Love Yourself by Justin Bieber. The only one that I hadn't known who sings it is, or the script I didn't know. I just don't know, but I like the script. I do. I just don't know it's them. You get me?
You're not supposed to. It's all right.
Your girlfriend's listening to this like, fuck him. I don't like him. He didn't know those guys. I like it. I do. I swear to God, I like the script. All right. So number twos.
Yes. Okay. So my number two. Now I'm going to an actual classic because this is.
Yeah, I'm the only one that's given a classic, by the way.
Yeah, so I'm going to an actual classic now.
Yeah, I have no classic.
My number two is You Oughta Know by Alanis Morissette.
That's the one that everybody was like, that's got to be on there. And I was like, yeah, but...
You're like, it'll be on someone's.
Yeah, but I don't see it as a breakup song.
How the fuck do you not see it as a breakup song?
I'm not saying it's not a breakup song. I'm saying that when
and
I
you
heard
hate
it,
Dave Coulier.
Okay.
That song's about him.
Okay.
It's very clearly a breakup song.
Calm down, Apple Music. Take it easy.
Fuck.
I'm not saying it's not a breakup song. I'm saying that when I was listening to it, I was never like, oh, this is a breakup. This is...
an angry breakup song.
Yeah, angry.
But I'm saying, so the different stages, and then there's like that anger one, where you're the one who actually got broken up with.
Maybe you guys are just angry people. Because
My number one is like the opposite.
I swear to God, and this is totally a... Again, all music is personal, obviously, but this is a total personal experience when you mention the word breakup to people, some people are the breakup-er and some people are the breakup-e. Some people are like a little bit of both, whatever, but I associate breakup music with sad music. Some people associate breakup music with angry, fuck you, I don't give a fuck about you anymore music, and that nobody's wrong.
I don't think
they're
that
both
has to
right.
do with breakup-er or breakup-e because I'm usually the breakup-er.
Mm-hmm.
And
doesn't mean you don't regret
it. It won't be this
point.
Time, buddy.
No. Not with all the shit I've been talking about the script.
Yeah.
But I like the...
Oh, I was just mentioning you're fat. I thought that's
okay.
I've always been fat.
Jesus Christ.
I just like to nip
P-H-A-T.
It
P-H-A-T. Pretty hot and hunting.
That's definitely, yeah. No, but I listen to the... I prefer the softer music than the go fuck yourself, I'm over, because even though I break up with them, I mean, you can't help.
You're a hopeless romantic.
But you got to remember, yeah, exactly. though.
You're a hopeless romantic.
That's the problem with why I said, like, we had to. We weren't going to do it.
I'm totally with you. I think nobody's wrong in this. Nobody's wrong.
The thing is that there's stages. There's levels. There's literally. You could literally have a list of 50 songs that would fit on any different type of mountain.
You love that number.
I could give you 50 for this.
So you love that number.
I do.
You said in the horror film.
I did say 50. And then you didn't believe me. And then as we went on, you were like, oh shit, maybe there are 50. That's a solid number, I think, to go with.
I'm telling you, like on my Spotify, I actually have a playlist 50 called...
50 songs is way different than 50 movies, though.
Oh, granted, yeah.
Okay, how many do I have, actually? On my Spotify, I literally have like a whole playlist that's called like Breakup Songs Are the Best Kind.
There you go.
It's just chock full of the different stages.
And there's all different types.
Yeah.
And the thing is like, so like with the You Ought to Know, the reason if I just focus and made my self-imposed rule, what are the top four songs that everybody universally thinks You Ought to Know would be on there,
but nobody fucking that's your rule, like every song that
knows? I said if I made that rule,
okay, I was like, mm-hmm.
You Ought to Know would have been on that list, but You Ought to Know doesn't. It's more of a woman who was scorned,
yeah,
and is going off on the guy that scorned her.
Mm-hmm.
I had Jagged Little Pill, I had the album, I love the song, I just to
that's one of the reason greatest it was, albums ever, man.
Yeah,
oh, Jagged Little Pill was phenomenal. But that's why I didn't put it on, because personally to me it didn't
resonate with you.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. I appreciate and understand how amazing that song
is. I'm sure many of those people that you went through in that period of your life, they could probably say, like, right, yes, no, maybe. Fuck it. Alanis Morissette, yes.
Yeah.
No, but
I was an asshole.
There was this guy, Jeff. Let me tell you something.
I wasn't a dick, though. I'm actually friends. I was friends with, like, most of them after, though.
Yeah, but see, I only chose, like...
You go to movies?
No, only the married ones.
Only the married ones. That's a callback to a previous episode.
To a few episodes, yes, actually.
Yeah.
which this is not the time or place, but I couldn't defend myself on WooBro to give the entire story because that parts of the story were given. But anyway.
The important parts.
Okay.
The important but anyways, yeah, so I think like Alanis Morissette is just the perfect, like, since I was adding one song of like acceptance and I did put one song of like pleading, I decided to put one song of just like anger.
Okay.
So I was at least trying to add variation in some of my like going through the breakup portions.
Okay.
So that it wasn't all just like crying on the floor kind of thing. So yeah, so that's what my choice was, Alanis Morissette. And also that, and also just like I was like 11 or 12 when her CD came out. It was like the first album I ever bought. Like to me, this was just the breakup song for forever. It was like my first time actually like buying the album and being like, yeah, fuck you. The person.
How does that one go again?
Huh?
How does that one go again?
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. Did you forget about me, Mr. Duplicity? I hate to bug you in the middle of dinner. It was a slap in the face how quickly I was replaced. And are you thinking of me when you fuck her? Because the love that we made. And
jeez, Louise, yeah. Alanis.
She's an angry lady. I was saying it very casual. Like these are the words. Hers is no. Hers is angry.
Oh, okay. No, man. I don't.
You know, how it was the about no, da- and it no, was about you, Dave Coulier, you, no, Uncle you know Joey. The song.
Which,
no,
by the way, I don't hate Dave Coulier. I don't. For the listeners, I don't hate Coulier.
You know, it's funny. No, his manager. Yeah,
I don't think he's a good comedian.
His manager called me on the way in and said, "Hey, you're doing a podcast with Neri tonight. Yeah, we want." And then I told him.
Random as fuck. Nathan, a cereal box that he got on the back. Your son, Dave Coulier.
To the listeners.
Oh, my son. Sorry. Dave Coulier is on the back of the cereal box and it says, "Cut it out." And it's a picture of him that you can cut out. Now I am cutting that out and bringing that to you.
It's a fucking cereal box from 1985.
You have to know this. I'm happy for you. I just want to do the shaky. I wish nothing but the best for you. How do you not know this?
Because he's young, man. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Will she go down on you in a theater? Which means that she went down on Dave Coulier in the theater.
Was he Mr. Woodchuck when he did?
Yeah.
Was that table made out of wood?
That dick was made out of wood. Would.
No, but I love it.
It's great. No, you should listen to that album.
It's a great.
That's a bi album. That's a bi album.
A bi album for sure.
Flawless album.
Yeah. It really is. She's not wrong. It is a flawless album. Every song.
It's one of those
song.
Rare like albums that you're like every single one.
Yeah,
of these
but
is
you
good.
Buy albums to support the artist.
Yeah. She
yeah,
needs help.
She's still. She's help. She's yeah. She's still like you know.
She is
that's
God,
like
though.
Her. Yeah, that's true.
One time, she was in
God.
Dogma.
And as God, she was God in Dogma.
All right,
she
so
was awesome.
It's a movie right. by Kevin Smith. It's,
so
he's a guy.
Okay. He's a. It's a thing.
Come on,
it's a thing.
Come on, like, I know that guy.
All right.
Wait, you so, haven't seen Dogma if you know Kevin Smith?
I haven't seen Dogma in its entirety.
Oh my God. That's like.
In its entirety, I haven't seen
leaving.
That movie.
Chasing Amy, Dogma are my order of my movies that I love of his.
Okay.
Dogma's so good.
Yeah.
Chasing Amy, really.
Chasing That's, Amy? I love Chasing Amy.
Okay. You're entitled to that, man.
You should. Oh, well, no, it hits too close to home.
Not really. I wasn't
a guy
that.
Who's in love
I wasn't
with
depressed
with
about yeah. that. That
well,
was,
no, but
that was a win-win situation for me. You're not pissed. I don't blame her. She likes everything that I like. It makes sense.
I know we're going off
topic. You can't argue against pussy.
Me,
pussy's undefeated.
One of the best monologues in all the Kevin Smith movies in Chasing Amy. It's Hooper X at the Comic-Con talking about Star Wars and how it's racist.
What's a newbie?
Yeah. And yes.
All right.
The blackest brother in the galaxy.
All right. So,
Nubian
God. Number three, Lewis.
Number two.
I'm sorry. I apologize. You're right. I've been drinking, man. I'm sorry.
The chorus is too long for me to okay. sing.
It's Coke Zero. Been drinking.
It's way too long for me to sing, so I'll just say it. It's Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
No, you got to do it now.
the it's like from the I just can't look.
It's killing me and taking control. Jealousy turns into
no
the sea. Open up my eager eyes.
I'm Mr. Brightside.
Mr. Brightside.
I'm not gonna lie, Mr. Brightside was on my list initially. If it wasn't for my like actual personal attachments.
We have yet to repeat.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Yeah.
I didn't think we were gonna repeat. There's too many options.
Yeah. We have yet
there
to
is
repeat.
I'm saying there's so many, like
no, but
like,
even
this thing hurts.
No, there's too many options.
Yes, but we've had music genre music episodes before we've repeated
now see,
and, I think again, music episodes tend to repeat as less than normal.
I'm gonna say a Raul statement right now and say without any backing or physical evidence that
this is the topic
that we've had that has the most options out of any musical topic we've done.
True.
Like so, this is so broad that
that's why like earlier like, off mic we were
I
talking
like
about
Hickory dickory dock. No, I'm sorry.
Can Dave Coulier come back, please?
So Jeff was originally saying off mic before we started recording that, like, to the point where it would have been better to do a whole 7-episode arc of the stages of grief, and you could have gone that specific when it comes to breakup songs, and you would still have had options.
Yeah.
But it's true. But the thing about Mr. Brightside, as much as, like, I love that song, I never associated that song with a breakup. Like, ever associated with a breakup until,
how,
like,
dare you?
Nobody's
gonna jump down.
Google disagrees.
Nobody's gonna jump down.
No. If we read the lyrics, it obviously is a breakup. Right. But it's just one of those songs because of the beat of it and stuff like that. Like, it's just,
it's another Blink 182 dance.
Kind of like that.
Oh, but
like,
yeah, she's gonna get yelled at when she said her statement, the same statement I said for Blink 182. That's cool.
She didn't say that about Blink 182.
I said the same thing about Blink 182. I go, I don't really see this. Oh, you can't have Blink 182. And I'm like, no, that's
but
not
this
what
is the first time that she's mentioned that. This is like the fifth time that you mentioned Blink 182.
No, that's not true.
Oh my God!
You keep bringing it up,
and then we got Blink
Apple 82. Music. Take it easy.
Change your name.
Did you immediately associate it with breakups when
Zero
you first heard
context.
It?
No, I didn't. Actually, it's funny because this is a song I didn't associate with breakups until today.
We'll see.
Because I'm looking
like,
up breakup songs, I'm like, Mr. Brightside, that's not a breakup song.
And then you listen to it, like,
it's what Jeff said about, I forgot what song was that.
Blink 182.
You know the words.
Yeah.
And finally it clicks, like, shit, this is a breakup song.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, damn it.
And that's how it was today, because I was like, jealous. And like, he's just talking
about, like, Whitney Houston's, like, and I was always love you. What? Ooh, you were just saying it earlier.
Yes, off mic.
You,
not when we giving our
mic.
List.
I didn't say you were saying
no,
off mic.
No, it was off mic, was it not?
I know, speaking English.
We were in the couch. That's clearly off mic.
Actually, I don't think I was here when you mentioned that song.
He wasn't even here.
She.
I corrected myself. There's no gender. No gender.
Yeah, are you specifying my
gender? Don't tell me my gender.
I feel like a man.
But yeah, so I found out today.
Why'd you say that with a question mark at the end?
I realized today that it's a breakup song, but I was like, man, I fucking love this song. Like,
But I love the fucking song.
I have a playlist on my phone called Middle School Rock, where it's all the alternative stuff that
love it.
Like, I got Panic, I got Blink.
You make me feel so old right now.
I got that's my middle school. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, so old.
Fucking Panic at the Disco. Holy shit!
Fuck you.
Fall Out Boy, but I got some new Fall Out Boy, so I can't really
see. But it's like
school.
Like me, because I'm 35, so like I like the punk. I like punk and like the whatever Fall Out Boy would be kind of. I guess they're considered punk, kind of. But
emo,
not really.
Dude.
Emo punk.
Let's be real.
Emo, yeah. But like, that was like a little bit after me, but mm-hmm. I still went to Warped Tour. I still knew them.
Yeah.
So like, all right.
Well, that's why Killers was a little bit after school for me, like, for me. But I fucking love them.
But yeah, so
like,
that song is on that playlist that I've been listening to just nonstop. And today I'm looking up breakup songs, and I find out
David
that
hates the Killers.
He can suck a dick.
He does.
Really? Okay.
He hates it. The worst. Go ahead, continue.
He was talking shit about them.
He was talking shit about it. He's like, he fucking, when we did the rock album, when we did the debut albums, he's like, that album was the shit.
Like, Neary talking about Blink 182, like, he hates them.
So I realized that I like the song, and it's a breakup song. Fuck it, I'm putting it on there just because I'm a fucking fan.
Good for you. Cool. Good for you, man. All right.
There's
a lot in that sentence. I feel like
you were like very passionate about the love you
but
have.
I'm not really that passionate about that song. Like, I just kind of really like it.
Well, that's
like the number two.
It's pretty high on your list.
It's your number two. It's pretty high.
I really like
there.
That song.
Okay.
Yeah, never mind. I do.
All right.
I fucking
My number two is a catchy as fuck song that is another fuck you song because I'm an angry person, apparently. And
come on, we all know this one.
Almost
this
made my
is
list.
The epitome of a fuck you song.
Oh, that was actually the first one on my list, and it just kept getting bumped down. But it's fantastic.
I didn't experience this personally.
No, neither did I.
But it's just, it makes you. You're like, yeah, bro. You know what? Fuck that girl. Fuck her for what she did.
Fuck you.
And thanks to Glee for giving us "Forget too. You." I was no.
Yeah, yeah. I had to watch Glee. Cause...
Ain't that some shit?
But it's just it's a moment where you just see CeeLo and you're just and the video to go with it. It's just like
I love all his one song.
Excuse me, Gnarls Barkley was awesome.
Yeah,
that's not CeeLo though.
Yes, it is.
But it is
Gnarls Barkley. It's a different.
But it's CeeLo.
It's a different character, man. It's okay. Not the same.
Okay, okay.
Look up CeeLo and on Apple Listen, Music
I'm not
and tell me if
Ed Nauz Barkley comes out. I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole with you. I'm not going to go down
Does it come up? Look up CeeLo in Apple Music and tell me if Nauz Barkley comes up.
I'm sure if you looked it up on Wikipedia, it would come up.
That would be a different story.
Yeah, because also he doesn't go with Goody Mob and stuff either. Mm-hmm. Goody Mob doesn't show up, I don't think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because Goody Mob is a group and it's a different... It's not the same as saying I love Bon Jovi and I love John Bon Jovi.
Oh my god. But fuck you, it's just like you can tell from when he's writing it feels like it genuinely happened to him.
Yeah.
And it's like now he's I mean, cuz I love CeeLo to death, but he's this little guy, maybe not considered the best looking person in the world. So he may have gone through something similar.
Yeah.
Something
about this,
and it's like, and you can tell just as he's writing it, the smile on his fucking face.
He's thinking about that one girl.
Oh, remember?
You know what, Tanya? You know what? Fuck off.
This? Yeah, you remember this? Yeah, go fuck yourself. Hey, how's the grand the fucking shitty car that this guy's driving?
Is it wrong that as you're describing this image of him writing it all happy, I just picture him with a parrot on his shoulder. The whole time.
Yar!
He does. He has a parrot. You didn't see it?
No.
You never watched, what am I talking about? The show, the Turn Your Chairs.
The Voice.
The Voice.
Yeah.
No.
He was one of the original coaches of The Voice, and he had a fucking parrot on his shoulder for 3 seasons. Yeah. It was a cockatoo. It was pretty fucking big, too. Well, it looks big on him because it's him.
On him, yeah. It could have been a pygmy.
Yeah.
But I think fuck you. And it came, you know, I was already dating my now wife at the time, so it didn't really have an impact to me because
but
I was
still
already
great.
But it's such to look at it as a breakup song. I was like, it's catchy. It's fast paced, and it's just like that. You know what? Kiss my ass.
Yeah.
I'm done with it. I'm moving on with my life. Good luck with whatever the fuck you're doing, because yeah. I don't give a fuck anymore.
I that was the first breakup song that I thought of, was that one.
Yeah.
And it just kept moving down my list. Like everything else I kept thinking after that, damn it. Oh, fuck. Okay, well, when number two, three, four. Oh, man. Yeah. Honorable mention.
My number one was my number one, but honestly speaking, like my number two song that popped into my head that ended up having to go on a whole other list of like, all right, if we ever do something else, it was White Snakes, Here I Go Again on My Own.
Oh, my God, so good.
Because
my wife now loves you even more now.
Really?
She's total 80s hair metal.
No, that's my...
No, yeah, me too. That's like my running music, like my workout running music is 80s hair metal and like 80s, like anything that was on Supernatural, essentially. Like,
thank you.
Yes.
You hear that, Dave and Steph? Supernatural. Such a fucking good show.
Yes.
They refused to watch it because they said it's too many seasons in.
But it's a quick watch.
I'll watch it again. I rewatch it all the fucking time.
That should be on your TV show.
There you go. Oh my God, that's gonna
Whoa,
be my
no way. It's still current. It's no end in sight. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, they just got signed on for like two more seasons.
Yeah,
that's
gonna go to like the Simpsons territory, man. You're never gonna do that show.
No, you need to separate it by arcs.
Yeah,
bro. The day you're gonna do the Simpsons one, just don't call me.
There's no way. It's impossible.
I'm not gonna be able to.
It's impossible.
I'm gonna come out with like a old man, like giant beard. Like,
it's impossible.
This tongue of motherfucking Simpsons.
The listeners have no idea what we're talking about, but just know it's impossible.
Oh yeah.
So, great. Pick, Jeff. My number three.
Number two. I can just picture Neri crying in his bedroom.
Yeah. His hand on the window.
And this
it slides down.
Falling.
Slides down. He like
There's
puts
the
his
neon lights. The neon lights.
He turns. He turns slowly away from the window. One tear down his face.
He looks in the mirror. Tries to hold back the tear, but it keeps falling.
Okay, hold on.
Here it comes.
I've got to be honest. I've never heard this song before.
What? This is White Snake.
I know. No, I know. But I've never heard it before.
First of all, I'm incredibly proud of you for having an 80s hair metal band like Whitesnake on.
It actually isn't my number two. I was totally riffing off of the fact that she just talked about Whitesnake.
Yeah.
I love this song so much. This was a song that I had to take off for Bieber. in I told you one of the that I had to get rid of a classic for Bieber.
But I'm saying, it's one of those things that I like. I know that it's them, but at the same time, like I don't like. I've never actually listened to it in its entirety.
You know why? First of all, I love this song because I heard it so much as a kid, and again, I've been a hopeless romantic all my life since childhood. Like you know, and I love this song so much, and I remember it playing on MTV when I was a kid on constant heavy rotation. And here's why I love this song too. When I first started doing stand up, there was a local comic by the name of Wilson Lopez who was I'm not bullshitting you, he started doing comedy probably a few months after I did. He was, his writing was on another level. It was fucking absurd how funny he was, but it was so off the wall. And he talked about one of his bits. He talked about how you never actually see cats fucking. You can hear them, but you never actually see them. And he would look out the window and he would hear them. He would do the whole, and then he would look out the window and not see anyone. Where the fuck are these cats? And then one time he caught them, and he's like the most romantic, and he's doing, he's miming, physically miming the whole night. And then he gets onto the, he gets onto the pole of the old Miami Improv, and he starts humping the pole, and he's like, is this love that I'm feeling? Is this the love? And then he pumped to the beat of the song. He goes, is this the love that I've been searching for? And he does his whole thing. And this was 14 years ago. I love Wilson. I wish he still did comedy. He had a lot of demons to deal with. So when I say he was writing on a different level, he was writing on a different level.
Because he was writing a completely different
house. Because he was chasing a dragon. Anyways, but, so he's not doing comedy. But and that rekindled, 14 years ago, that rekindled the love that I had for the song
from childhood.
And I love that fucking song so much. So whenever I do get into my hair metal phase, where, like, you know, sometimes I'm like, oh, what am I in the mood for?
You'll always inevitably end up back on that song.
Inevitably either start or end with that. So, like, it's just like, oh, fuck, man. Yeah.
Now, that, see, for me, I love how many times I actually, like, when I'm shooting a wedding.
I've come out to Cherry Pie so many times. And there was a point in time where all I did was come out to that song. I was introduced to that song. One time, I swear to God, this is without a joke, it was a corporate show at the Miami Improv. It was a corporate show that it was a foundation. It was like whatever. And I'm like, I don't care. Like whenever they tell me it's like a charity or whatever, I never care because I never tailor my show to the whatever group
crowd. It's just whatever you do your group show.
It is. I'm doing my act, and for the most part, and by most part, I mean I've never had any complaints. People, I think, seem to like the fact that I don't go like, hey, am I right? H&R Marketing, you know, like, I've never done shit like that. Just
stocks and bonds, right?
am I right, Stencil and Green? Like, I've never done shit like that, so I've always just done my act, and they've just appreciated a good comedy show that they happen to be at a corporate party for, at a fundraiser or whatever.
Right.
I come out to Cherry Pie, and I'm doing the show, and then I'm just doing crowd work a little bit, which I usually, back then, I never really did. Now I do more, but I did. I go, hey, so what's this charity you guys got going for? It is a foundation for abused women. And the whole song was Cherry Pie. And I was like,
oh, no.
Oh, so... strip, all right. Cool. That's and then that's the only thing I could think of at that point.
At least it wasn't like Kiss with a Fist. Yeah. Like, that'd be fun.
But it was amazing. Anyways, that was a woman who said that, by the way. So I love that song. Again, it's not my number two, and I'm sorry to monopolize so much time on a non-pick, but I really just wanted to fucking plug it in there more than just an honorable mention, because it was my number two up until 20 minutes ago when Jeff reminded me of another song. I'm like, God damn, I love fucking Biebs. I do.
I fucking love Biebs.
Fucking love Biebs. Yeah.
He loves fucking Biebs.
I love, comma, fucking Biebs. Anyway, so my actual number two is a song that I think, you know, we all know.
What
you did, I already know.
Dude, I once heard him do like a live version of this song on SNL, like this blues kind of version of it. It was so fucking good, I could never find it again. It made me so angry.
I have this song, without exaggeration, five on my phone, five different remixes of this song. five different so, dude, like house mixes and all these kind of mixes where there's a drop and all, like it's so good no matter where you're.
I remember this being one of those like music videos when the song came out. It was one of those songs where like, oh shit,
that's Britney. I think he got Britney for the video. Remember that shit? Everybody thought Britney was in the video.
That would be kind of messed up if it was Britney.
I remember this
considering this is about Britney.
Yeah. Pink's ex-husband was in the videos that were about him.
Oh, true. Yeah, Corey Hart, right?
Yeah.
This is the first time I heard the phrase "Cry Me a River," and I remember just thinking, "Rivers are long. Like he doesn't give a fuck. He wants her to cry a lot.
Do you know how long rivers are? Well, if you go to Animal Kingdom, you'll
get to see. The rivers of life. Nice.
Exciting
I thought
show.
You were going to go with they go for Niles and Niles.
Oh. Wow.
I'm a professional comedian. I don't know if you're not aware of that. I love these.
He's a professional athlete.
Yeah, professional athlete. Thank you. Cry Me a River, Justin Timberlake. I fucking love that song.
Right? It's a great song, and then added the history behind it, the fact that it's Brit. Brit.
And I'm a diehard Britney fan, and yet, you know, amen. I love the fact that he says, I was going to give you my name.
Yeah.
That's a great line. He was like, I was so close to giving you my name, and I was like, you could have been Britney Timberlake. You would have never shaved your head. This would have been a whole other thing, man. You
but in hindsight,
you fucked up, Britney.
Jessica Biel getting it. It's JT and JT, so it works out better.
What?
Because Justin Timberlake, Jessica Timberlake.
Yeah, but you said JT and JT.
Yeah,
Jessica. Yeah, well, JT Justin as well.
She didn't change her name. He didn't give her a name. He didn't give her his name. Dude. I mean, Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
I'm not crying for Justin over here. Like, oh no, he never heard
Jessica Biel.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Oh my.
I'm sorry you had to settle.
Sorry I had to settle with the hottest chick on the planet.
Yeah.
Is she nice and funny?
That's great.
Poor guy. And then I've heard articles where he's just like, oh, I love her cooking. I'm like, fuck you. Fuck you. She cooks. What does she do? Clean too, bitch? Ah, you motherfucker. I've had let me see here. Let me see if I can find the other versions of the song that I have. Right, me. The 50 Cent one. Did you ever hear the 50 Cent song version?
She ain't that chick from the merge. That's a stranger they found. She that uptown girl with the cock persona. Went out of way to let her know that I want her. I told her
I hate this when people like say things in the background.
So
someone else remixed this.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
I got a thing for baby girls. Me and her against the world.
It's such a weird song to mix with this song because it's supposed to be like me and my girl against the world. Fuck you though.
Like, well, cry me a river then. I mean, it's me and you, but you can cry me a river when you're standing next to me, motherfucker. I've had a couple of different remixes for it, and I just love the fucking song. So our number twos were You Oughta Know by Alanis Morissette, Mr. Brightside by The Killers. I forgot Jeff's. What was Jeff's?
We just did it. Hold on. Oh, Fuck You by CeeLo Green.
Oh, that's right. That's why I'm like, oh, I love that song, and I forgot to write it down. Fuck You by not the guy from CeeLo Green. All right. Not Gnarls Barkley. That's what it is. Not Gnarls. Gnarls. Hey, Gnarls. All right. And then mine was Cry Me a River by Justin Timberlake.
Motherfucking river.
All right. So those are our number twos. Our number twos are You Oughta Know by Alanis Morissette, Mr. Brightside by The Killers, Fuck You by CeeLo Green, and Cry Me a River by Justin Timberlake.
I love my number one.
All right. So Steph, what is your number? Oh, actually, honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions first. Okay.
Yes.
Oh fuck. I have.
Thank you for listening to the podcast before.
Yeah. Do you want me to?
It's only been 54 episodes.
No, I know.
You've only been on two.
No, because I have the honorable mentions, but I also have like another little list of like songs you should check out. But it's not my honorable mention either, though.
Do you want me to do Facebook?
It's actually the definition of honorable mentions.
Huh? Okay, so
I have a list of honorable mentions. And a list of other ones that you should check out, but they're not honorable mentions. But you should definitely check
out. Okay, well, fine. Then there's a little list here.
Fuck them.
Okay. There's a little list here. There's a great song called Lost and Found by Leanne LaHavis. I don't know how to pronounce her last name. I'll spell it for you later. but it's like a
I'm not putting that on my list.
No, but I'm saying put on the honorable mentions.
I don't. You think I write the honorable mentions down? I don't write these. You really think I put them on? The only reason I write the other list, honestly.
Okay, the way her last name is spelled is L A and then a separate H A V A S. If you want to look her up, Lost and Found is
Haz. Lahaz.
There's a V.
Oh,
Havas. Leanne Lahav. Whatever. It's a gorgeous, like, haunting song.
What if it's Lahav?
All I Want by Codaline. Dearly Departed by Shaky Graves. Last Love Song by ZZ Ward. See, you wouldn't know who any of these songs are, but they're fucking awesome breakup songs.
I don't know
songs.
Who any of these people are.
Exactly.
No, seriously. I'm looking around the table. Nobody else seems to be like, oh, you that
can,
one.
Yeah, because it's pretty indie. SoundCloud. It's like, it's pretty like indie music. No. Tampoco. Tampoco.
Ah, you can find Tampoco. Them on SoundCloud.
No. Oh,
fantastic.
No. Spotify,
the, if
yeah.
If we were on Woobro, that would be the name of the episode. Find these on SoundCloud.
Yeah, and then the last one is actually, it's a Bonnie Raitt cover by Bon Iver of I Can't Make You Love Me. You have to know who Bon Iver is, at least.
Maybe I know them, but I just don't know them by their name.
Maybe it probably is. Honestly, like a lot. Like
you can't. Why are you just looking at me? There's two other people here that don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Right.
I know who Bonnie Raitt is.
Huh?
I know who Bonnie Raitt is.
Well, it's a really it's like an indie folk acoustic kind of cover of her song.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not lying. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not making fun of you. I found a great indie cover artist recently that I'm gonna turn you on to, and you're gonna fucking love that shit.
Okay.
They sing it's a band that does known songs, but they do it way different.
Postmodern Jukebox?
And it's
Postmodern Jukebox is amazing.
No, yeah. It's well, now that we're talking about it, I'll go ahead and mention it.
But yes, seriously, guys, like look up these songs. They're like Last Love Song, especially by ZZ Ward, is great because it's specifically about like it's about you realizing that moment where like this particular love story is done, and like literally like, these are the last like thoughts I'm gonna have of you about this.
So
like we could have been all these things, but you were never meant to be like that person I married. You were never meant to be that.
The artist is called Sleeping at Last.
Oh, and yeah, 500 miles. Fucking.
Well, they do a lot of them, but one of them is 500 miles. But
fucking
if you heard the cover of Chasing Cars,
no.
Or As Long As You Love Me, holy shit. It's, hold on. Loneliness has always
been a friend of mine. Yeah, Sleeping at Last is actually a really great cover band. Put on 500 miles. Everyone knows 500 miles, right? You don't have that one? It's amazing. I have it. Fuck you.
But you have it by Sleeping at Last?
Yeah.
Huh. And look at Chasing Cars. Chasing Cars is great too.
This is just what this is turning into. Guys, listen to this music.
Yeah, guys, listen to this.
Should we keep going?
Wait, come on.
Okay, because everyone knows the Proclaimers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But everybody knows around your mouths.
Fuck you. Go fuck yourself. Fuck you.
Dick,
yeah, I love it. It's like a radio song. Wait, am I doing it right?
The mic is here.
I just don't want it to like be super. There he goes. I didn't want it to be like super overpowered.
I can't put it by the side.
Hey, what's the charity for?
It's so weird because my beginning joke, I was like, when I wake up. Yeah, I heard it. When I was going through the songs of which one to buy, I heard it. I didn't buy that one.
Yeah, well, you should have. You fucked up.
I actually did, to be honest with you. Look, that's only volume two. That's from volume one.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, I did buy it. I'm just fucking with you. I did have it. I just didn't want to fucking play it.
I love it so much.
Did you hear the Every Little Thing She Does?
No.
Cover? Yeah, it's on the same album as that one. Anyways. Yeah.
So Diaz, what's your honorable mention?
But you see, I was on the same path of the indie, you see?
Yeah,
songwriters.
Yeah.
You see, I wasn't mocking you. You totally thought I was going to be mocking you.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
Diaz, that's the sound that I'm going to be making at 3 in the morning when you're awake.
Oh, fuck.
Living it up. Thanks for coming in, bro.
Guys, it's been a good time.
The last time.
Until we started recording this with the sun up, I'm not fucking back.
That's the light, the sun. Like, oh, sure, we got to stop.
All right, so what's your honorable mentions, Diaz?
So, again, I was looking up the list,
yeah.
And I found out Roses by Outkast is a
yeah.
Song.
Yeah.
So, Roses threw that in my honorable mention.
Yeah.
Burn by Usher.
That's in my list. That was like my number five, and it just kept getting pissed down. Like, oh, no, bitch.
I like this one.
I love that song.
And The script.
Just
everything
all
in the script.
Just yeah, all of them.
Period.
Those are my two honorable mentions.
I had like a million.
All right.
No, wait, no. I had one more. Sorry.
It's fine. I had like seven.
I've got 4-1 joke on. Just to piss him off because he hates when I have 5.
Wait, how many
nope.
do I have?
No, that's it.
All right. Okay. I've got.
I had 5.
There you go. Okay. So I don't feel bad. Fleetwood Mac, Go Your Own Way.
Oh, yeah.
Mac.
I'm kidding.
Aerosmith, What It Takes.
Tell me what mm-hmm. it takes to make you go.
That one. Actually, Killswitch Engage, My Curse. That is a breakup song. I'm looking at you and maybe you, but not that way. Not to Neary.
I'm just looking down going like, yeah. When is it over?
Jackson is it 5, over? I Want You Back.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And just as... And
I know that one. I know that reference.
There you go. See? And then Weird Al Yankovic, One More Minute.
I've never heard that song.
It's a doo-wop song where he lists off everything he would rather do than be with the person.
Nice. my honorable mention, and again, a lot of these were on my list, and I just kept getting moved down.
Mm-hmm.
It Must Have Been Love by Roxette.
Must have been love, but it's over now. Must have been true.
I don't know. I've never heard the song, but they sang it in a movie.
A lot
it's
of
been
movies.
A lot yeah. of movies, friend. A lot of movies.
You're so young. Oh,
lost man. That loving feeling.
You're so fucking young.
And like they cut her, they cut the person off when they get to. But it's oh, I think it was in a
Wedding Crashers. A Wedding Singer.
Was it?
I don't know. Was it?
You, no.
I
just,
you kept, you said cut somebody off. I was like, that's the only one I remember. Something.
Do you really want to hurt me? The no, comic comedian.
That's the only song. Actually, in you. One, it's the only song in you. It was so good.
Actually, the one of the ones that got bumped down for me was Jake Isles' band Love Stinks.
Oh, really?
That they played in Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
Love Stinks. Yeah. Yeah.
All the mutants at Table 9.
Table 9.
All right. I was like, how did I lose this? Burn by Usher. Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson.
You were jamming to a lot of Kelly Clarkson when we first got
She's
here.
She's the shit.
She is, her first album especially. Her second album, I liked. Her first album, I loved.
She lost a lot of the love that she
How
had
How do you
in
feel about
album.
Justin McKelly?
That's awful. That's
I've never
that
seen way. It.
That's god awful.
Do yourself a favor and never watch it.
Never watch that. I heard it through the grapevine, Marvin Gaye. Heard it through the grapevine. It's a breakup song, but at the same time, I was like, I never yeah. saw it as a Me breakup either. Song. But you go, yeah, I heard it through the grapevine. That you're not gonna be mine, and I was like. Yeah. That's kind of a shitty. That's really, but they didn't have cell phones back then. That's why it's a thing.
Yeah, it makes
it's
sense.
A fucking thing. You needed the grapevine back then. Grapevine was Apple.
They basically, someone down the street heard that, like, you know, Shonda was going to come down the road and break up.
This is for you. Foolish Games by Jewel.
Foolish
Games. Which is a present I gave the lesbian for our 1 month anniversary. I gave her like a fucking basket for our 1 month anniversary. Basket of shit, including Foolish Games. Including to see the Jewel album that had Foolish Games.
Was there a gift certificate for braces for Jewel?
No. I liked her little snaggle too.
I did too. No, I thought she. I had a crush on Jewel like big time. I still do.
She's super
still
fucking hot.
She's
man.
Still fucking beautiful.
Did you see her in the roast of the of what's his name?
She was hilarious.
Fuck Rob yeah, bro.
She was fucking hilarious.
Who was it?
Rob Lowe.
No. Oh my, she
was fantastic.
Not only is she hilarious
and beautiful,
it's stunning.
Yeah.
Oh, and she burned this chick so fucking much. Yeah. What's her name? Not Ann Coulter.
Ann Coulter.
No, yeah, it was Ann Coulter.
Yeah, Ann Coulter. Oh, fuck. She fucking...
Oh, that's... I had to see that.
She lit that ass on fire.
Ann Coulter was terrible. Like, everybody was booing her.
No, no. But, I'm glad she was there, because she... It was...
They ripped
her
into her.
Her best joke was... The first thing she says, she goes, "Welcome to the Ann Coulter roast, featuring Rob Lowe." Like that's
yeah.
it was. That's the best joke she had.
After that,
it
went
so
downhill.
So fucking true. All right, and "We Belong Together" by Mariah.
We belong.
Go back like babies and pacifiers. Sorry.
Big props to "Unbreak My Heart." Okay, so from Mount Geekmore.
And "Fuck You" by CeeLo Green.
Right. Yeah. So Mount Geekmore, we've got Stephen Platt has "Fuck You" by CeeLo. "How Am I Doing" by Dierks Bentley. Great song. "Fuck It, I Don't Want You Back" by Amon, who when I moved down on my list,
amazing.
He was there, but he
forgot about that song.
Yeah.
And I know you fucked up so much.
That one?
I can't
and
believe
it.
No, the one that you said before that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
But the one by that, not the catch fighting, the
Akon. And then End of the Road by Boyz II Men.
Everybody's like, what did you sing? Nobody knows what you sang.
Honorable mentions, Brand New Girlfriend by Steve Hawley. Great song. You don't know her like I do by Brantley Gilbert. Great song. Break Even by The Script. Mr. DeBona has I'm not okay by My Chemical Romance. Great song. You're So Last Summer, Taking Back Sunday. Great song. The Boy Who Blocked His Own Shot, Brand New. I have not heard that. And then I Love You Forever, DeBona, for number one. Constantine by Something Corporate, which is a great song. It didn't make my list because it's more about a guy who goes on the road and can't give the time to his girlfriend, and that's why they break up. But I love Something Corporate. Mm-hmm. Honorable mentions, The Kill, 30 Seconds to Mars, Make Damn Sure, Taking Back Sunday, Wearing Thin, Further Seems Forever. Alex Suarez has Everything by Taylor Swift, Careless Whisper by Wham, Big Girls Don't Cry, The Four Seasons.
Which is fucked up because fat girls cry.
We get it, right?
That's hilarious.
And You're So Vain by Carly Simon.
Oh, You're So Vain is a fantastic fucking pick. Yeah. God, that is a great That's a great fuck you and breakup. It's such an amazing. That's a great.
Yeah,
song.
That would have been on like a fuck you list.
Yeah.
Carlos Navarrete has Fuck It by Amon.
Where are you reading all these?
On Facebook.
The Geekmore.
Yeah.
The Kill. Okay, I'll go to yours.
30 Seconds to Mars, I'm Not Okay, My Chemical Romance, and Fuck You, CeeLo. Honorable mention, Crazy by Gnarls Barkley, Kanye West, Heartless, and Kanye West, Welcome to Heartbreak. Daniel Esteban Hernandez of House of Heel. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I forgot an honorable mention, I'm sorry.
Say it.
The Whitney Houston. The
I Will Always Love You.
The song, yeah, I Will Always Love You. I never saw it as a breakup song, but it's totally
I'm surprised people don't have I Will Survive on here. I haven't seen that yet. I don't know if somebody's going to mention that, so I'm not going to go into more.
It's a happy song.
Yeah, see, I see but that as another fuck-off song.
But it's like, another fuck-off song.
Oh, it totally is. Yeah, no, nobody's wrong here. We're all right. But I was like, that's why a lot of people simulate, like they relate to, they hear breakup and they go, sad.
Yeah.
Some of you are just angry.
Yeah, well, sorry.
I had to throw an Atlantis on there for that reason, because there has to be the angry period.
Then Daniel Hernandez has House of Heel.
Last 5 days.
Kelk has taken Jesus Christ. Has
an angry period only lasts 5 days, and it goes around every 28 days, huh? You guys get it, right?
You get it.
I got sexual cycles, right?
Taking Back Sunday, You're So Last Summer, Dashboard Confessional, Screaming Infidelities. That's another good one.
Damn, I forgot about that.
Newfound Glory, My Friends Over You, which is more of a break-y song.
Yeah.
Then Getting Over It, It's When You Do It. Yeah. Evanescence, Call Me When You're Sober. Honorable Mentions, Wham, Careless Whisper. Atreyu.
Whose list is that?
Daniel Esteban Hernandez from House of Heel.
Okay. That's a lot of picks, right?
No, it's 4 picks.
Oh, wow.
And then Wham, Honorable Mention, Atreyu, Our Sixth Story thus far. And then Slipknot, Snuff. Rookie.
Wow.
Huh.
Snuff.
Yeah, Rookie has Somebody That I Used to Know by
Gautier.
The Time of Your Life by Green Day. Something Stupid by Sinatra. We're not recording that until tomorrow. American Woman, either version.
American Woman? Is it a breakup song?
I guess.
What?
No, he doesn't say, I'm going to leave you, woman. I got to leave you, woman. Like, he doesn't say, bye-bye. Technically, he's leaving her. So I guess his list is more like he's breaking up with someone.
Then Carlos's wife, Sandy, has I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston, Foolish Games by Jewel, Someone Like You by Adele, You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette, Honorable Mention, Gautier, and Unbreak My Heart by Toni Braxton, Raul Hernandez. Raul of 18 podcasts. Let Her Cry by Hootie and the Blowfish.
17.
Crying by Aerosmith. Ships in the Night. Matt Kearney. Fuck You, CeeLo. Honorable mention, How's It Gonna Be? Third Eye Blind.
Oh, damn.
And then Stephanie Ulloa of Mamas and Merlot has You Two, With or Without You. Mm. Coldplay, The Scientist. Adele, Someone Like You.
Number two diaper change.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Fuck.
Shit is a shitty song.
Adele, Someone Like You.
Blows.
Honorable mention, The Civil War's Poison and Wine. Dashboard Confessional, Screaming Infidelities. Saliva, Rest in Pieces. That's a great song. One Republic, Apologize. And number one, she has Alanis Morissette, You Oughta Know.
Same.
And then David Ulloa of this podcast and Shiver, and that's it. I think, yeah.
Oh, what about the literary? Oh.
Oh, shit.
He doesn't get things done.
Oh, Jesus Christ. He has...
That's so fucked up.
Okay, so this is David's. This isn't his wife's. This is David's. Big Girls Don't Lie, The Four Seasons, Every Breath You Take, The Police, Rolling in the Deep by Adele, Maggie May by Rod Stewart, I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor, I Used to Love Her, and Then I Had to Kill Her by Guns N' Roses.
That's your cousin, bro.
Careless Whisper, Wham. And number one, You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette.
That's eight songs. He made two mountains.
Well, no, he did honorable mentions. His actual mountain is Big Girls Don't Lie, Every Breath You Take, Rolling in the Deep,
and You Ought to Know. You don't even cry.
He put Big Girls Don't Lie, but it's Big Girls Don't Cry, right?
Yes. Or maybe it's by the Four Seasons. Maybe it's... If it's by the Four Seasons, that's
cry. The remake. You obviously haven't heard it.
Yeah. Big Girls Don't Lie. Don't on my couch.
Well, on Nary's that he put earlier, I actually know one of the people who commented on your thing.
All right. I'm going to say Missy Hernandez had Set Fire to the Rain by Adele. Y Hubo Alguien. Mark Anthony. I'm very proud to say that.
Chitty, chitty, bro.
I didn't know that was coming up until I read it. I go, oh, fuck. This is Spanish. Cry Me a River by Justin Timberlake. Missing Me and You, Girl. Against the World, Girl. The One That Got Away by The Civil Wars. I don't remember that in the movie. Honorable mention, Careless Whisper by George Michael. Girl, Me and You, Girl. Si Una Vez by Selena, which is that the Chimmy Chimmy Chango song? And Ice by Sarah McLachlan. And then Yvette La Rosa has You Ought to Know.
Yeah.
Since You've Been Gone, Cry Me a River, Someone Like You.
Nice.
Mike Mercadal, formerly of the What's Up Bro podcast, currently of the Zeros on Hero podcast, has Ben Folds 5, Song for the Good Dumped. Song. Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You. Heard It Through the Grapevine, Marvin Gaye. How Could I Love Her So Much, Johnny Rodriguez.
I love how he responds to him. We got two similar ones, BFF, but none of those actually finally made it onto
because, Boston. Yeah, because they got kept moving down, man. But I had Marvin Gaye was in my list, man. It was there. All right,
and then he wasn't.
And then I don't know this person.
Janelle Fish. That's okay. Friend? Yes. Well, she put two versions because she was writing it to JoJo. One of them. But hers was Coldplay "Fix You," Rascal Flatts "What Hurts the Most," Frank Ocean "Thinking About You," and Justin Timberlake "Cry Me a River."
She has another a whole totally different list right above that.
Yes, because she's going to the John Mayer concert tomorrow. So it's through John Mayer songs.
Ah, okay.
And because my brother's last name is Mayer and him and her used to date.
Oh. What's that cologne you're wearing? Awkward by Calvin Klein?
Well, no, they're a thing, I think. I don't know.
Tell us more.
No. Jimmy, Jimmy, Jungle.
Well, JoJo was originally actually going to come today and like bring her with
me. My girlfriend's list is, in case anyone was wondering.
The script?
Her honorable mention is Bruno Mars, "When I Was Your Man."
Okay. Good song.
And in no particular order, 6 Degrees of Separation by The Script.
Uh-huh.
Break Even by The Script. Nothing by The Script. And If You Ever Come Back by...
The Script?
Huh? The Script, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought she was going to do a wild card and be like, wham, Careless Whisper. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I actually was going through a Bruno Mars rabbit hole today as well. And,
oh, yeah.
It's
a decent rabbit hole.
Oh,
such
a good rabbit hole. And I said Grenade, and then my wife was like, Grenade's not a breakup song? And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Play, and then she was like, I guess it is a breakup song. I'm like, you got totally that right. It's wrong. A breakup song, yeah. Yeah. Great picks.
Number one.
Numero uno.
My number one breakup song has been sung into a brush many a time and a sleepover and just while too much wine. Tony Braxton's on Break My Heart.
My heart, say you love me again. Undo this hurt you cause when you walked out the door and walked out of my life. Uncry these tears. I cried so many.
See, you can't stop. It's like this momentum of like, oh yes. Like,
well, I crushed on Toni Braxton.
Yeah, well, yeah, she was beautiful too. But it's one of those things where any single time I've mentioned that song to someone, immediately they sing it. Like, immediately. It's one of those songs that you can't help but be like, yes, yes, this song. Because you feel it, and at the same time, you also remember the hurt, but it's like a hurt that you can own.
Mm-hmm.
But is that a breakup song?
Yeah. I was like, wait, what?
I mean, really, really? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, that's a great no. That's yeah.
And the video yeah. makes no fucking sense.
None.
No, at all.
Sense. None.
Tyrese and a fucking motorcycle crashes.
Well,
right?
That makes all the sense to me.
But was it Tyrese? First of all, I feel like I'm being racist because I feel like I'm like I feel like it was
I feel like
no,
it was Tyrese or Tyson
not,
Bedford.
Tyson Bedford. There that's we go. Was. Thank you. That's kind of similar,
like, that's
right?
Like Christy thinking that's Warren Sapp was no, in the replacement.
No, that's different. No, that's different. Because they don't even look anywhere close. Like, but back in the day, Tyrese and Tyson Bedford, they were huge
yeah.
at the same time. Yeah. Tyson Bedford in a motorcycle gets in a car accident. She puts him back together. And I'm like, how does this have to do anything with Unbreaking Your Heart? What the fuck does that
she
mean?
Fixed his
I feel
heart,
like she
bro.
Like I feel like she did like a sequel to. Oh my god, there's actually a song. There was an like, old doo-wop song that's all about the girl's boyfriend like crashing and dying on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh my god.
My boyfriend's back.
No, that was actually the sequel to it.
Oh okay.
My boyfriend's back because like they put it in a movie. But
my boyfriend
like,
crashed and I gotta fix him now.
Because apparently he becomes a zombie or something. I don't know.
I did see that movie.
Yeah.
I did see that movie. My boyfriend's back. Yeah. I saw that. Yeah.
I was on a cruise in. My grandfather was very rich. David was on this cruise as well.
We've heard of David's toys when he.
Yeah.
Well,
David had a butler.
What?
No.
When I was like five, my grandfather took us on a cruise to Hawaii, and they sang that song with the motorcycle, and I can't fucking think of it right now. But okay. I know what it is.
Way to give a story and not give the punch.
Yeah,
bro, I know what you're talking about. Can't tell you what it is, but I man,
we're
I
on have, the same page, but I don't know what number.
All right.
So
number one, my number one again, not on any breakup song list
the
that
script?
I saw. No. So sick. That's why I'm so sick of love songs.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's true, yeah.
So done with
you gotta imagine that it's not Rob Neville singing the song. Yeah. You gotta imagine
Aaron Neville,
I'm sorry. Or Rob, his brother Rob didn't sing
I'm either. Disappointed. I thought you were totally gonna go with Big Sean. I don't fuck with you. You just big stupid ass trick. I ain't fucking with you.
Is it so Neo, right?
Yeah. I don't know if it's called
it is so sick. It's look, this is the one.
Oh yeah, I just never was into it.
He was in movies.
I think this was like his right past like because by this point I was already like more into rock when like he came around.
2006.
The last thing he did movies wise, he was on Pitch Perfect soundtrack.
So what?
Why can't I turn off the radio?
Oh, that's right. No, he was on the fucking Wiz. He was the TV show.
I'm talking about his music career. Is what I meant.
Why are you yelling at me?
He put out amazing.
Oh, I'm sorry. He was on Sharknado 3. Oh hell no.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
Wow.
He was a FBI agent.
Now you change your tune on that, huh?
No.
Feel even worse for Neil. I gotta be honest with you. I thought his career was bad, not dead. That shit was. Wow.
Maybe I was wrong.
So cuéntame. Tell me the song. Tell me the life. Tell me.
Oh, this is totally an Apple iTunes album, bro. The fucking Neo album is amazing. In my own words, is his first album, and he had a second album too. That was pretty good too. But
did they make the debut?
Oh,
album?
I forgot to mention this in news.
Yeah.
Oh, well, never mind.
I remember what I never sang this. This came out in 2006. I didn't sing this when I had a breakup. I probably did actually, but when I think of this song, I think of I had a frat brother that one day we're at he had just broken up with his girlfriend, and him and I are driving to a party at one of our brother's apartments, and he's like, hey. Because he knew I sang and he sang. He's like, you think you kind of can you do me a favor? I'm like, yeah, what's up, bro? He's like, I've been in the mood of singing love songs. Can we just jam out for a little bit? And we're parked outside the apartment and we were just singing love songs. And this is the one that we sang like three times. And it was a really weird, but it was a cool.
It was one of those moments where you're like bonding with someone, but in a way where you're like, I'm never gonna bond like this again.
I'm okay with not doing this ever again. But yeah, it's a nice story. It's one of those moments where when I was like at Rush events, I'd be like, yo, you guys bond with your brothers in ways you'd probably never imagine. And sometimes
sometimes you bond
out.
You know, when you pay for your friends, you're gonna do things that you would never normally do because you gotta get your money's worth. So you have to do this.
I don't know where this rumor first came about that like My Boyfriend's Back was like supposed to be a follow up to this song. I don't remember where I first heard that rumor, but if it turns out the song we were talking about before was Leader of the Pack.
Oh, Leader of the Pack. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know why. Like, I'm trying to figure out where that came from. Like, where? Yeah. Like where? I can't. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what the connection is between them because completely different girl groups.
All right.
That's it for So Sick.
Okay, so my number one is a country song. It's the one sappy song on my list, and I did sing this. I did play this on loop, and it's Rascal Flatts' What Hurts the Most.
Oh.
This song is, to me, the epitome of that. It's that moment when you're still kind of, like, bargaining and still, like, kind of, you're a little bit in that depression because you're like...
So, like, say something?
So much, yeah, it's like I had so much to do and say with you to be when you were together, and now you're gone, and... It hurts me the most out of everything is that I can't do this stuff with you. I can't tell you these things I want to tell you. I can't. And I think the song's fucking fantastic.
So it's about a whole bunch of potential that can't be. I get that. That's why I love, like, Say Something so much. And, that's why you should actually check out, like, Last Love Song by Zee Ward then, because it's kind of the same concept.
Okay. But yeah.
So much to say. What's the name of
song? And having you walk away. It's What Hurts the Most by Rascal Flatts. And it's just, it's such a deep song. The video for this is the most fucking depressing thing ever. Because it's like literally a girl whose dad didn't approve of her dating some guy. He shuns the guy. She ends up getting pregnant by the guy. The guy dies in a car accident.
Holy, well, damn, country music.
Yeah.
Country music really does do that. It's like, hey, let's get three sad things, stick it together, put it in a video.
And the thing is that there's some country songs that they almost made my list that are kind of that fuck you song. Like, they have countries that one genre that they, especially now, it's evolved. It's not the I fucked my sister, blah, 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 whatever, that most people automatically think with country. A lot of countries evolved. Now it's kind of gone on a downswing where it's more pop.
Flat out say, fuck my sister.
No,
I thought it was my girl left me and my truck broke down. I never associated country music with
no,
my
but
sister.
There's some
fuck
implications of people.
I got my dog in the back of the truck.
I mean, there's some people have that, but like there's some really great songs if you just look for them in country. And that Rascal Flatts What Hurts really the Most hard. To me, that's the epitome of a breakup song and a breakup song when you're in that point of the. I'm not sure if I'm done and I don't know if I want you back, but this is what's killing me about the fact that we're not together. And
he's yawning because he has to be at work in 4 hours.
Yeah. But that's it. That's my. I don't want to take too much time. That's my number
one. No, I'm not rushing you. I just thought it was funny that he was like, oh, fuck.
I know. That's why. I know, but I feel bad for Lewis.
Since 3.
Yeah. So that's my number one is Rascal Flatts What Hurts the Most. All
right. My number one song came out probably 4 or 5 years ago. I said this before. Mm-hmm. I have no like, oh, this wasn't a time in my life.
It's like, just,
I
don't like, have this is a really good breakup song.
This is a fucking fantastic breakup song. It was a deep cut in a very popular album, but I don't think it got a lot of. I don't even think it came out on the radio, if I'm not mistaken. I know the song because I love the album so much that I just played every song of it, which I kind of tilted my hand earlier. But it is Bruno Mars. And it's a Talking to the Moon song.
Don't ever heard it.
Yeah, because you shouldn't, like, it's just one of those like where it's, no, but you shouldn't like know it because it wasn't a single, it didn't come out on the radio, it didn't get any radio play. Again, I just love the Bruno Mars first album, the Doo-Wops and Hooligans is a fantastic album. That's the one that has a grenade and Just the Way You Are, which, by the way, Just the Way You Are, not a breakup song, but I cried listening to that song.
Yep.
Because that's like, oh my God, this is my wife. In Talking to the Moon, it's literally about him not being with the girl and not being with his girl anymore. They're no longer anywhere near each other, and that he's staring at the moon, hoping that she's somewhere looking up at the same moon. And it's like,
makes me think of American Tale.
Oh my god.
Okay.
It doesn't make you think of that, that song.
Okay.
Oh, come on. There's an entire song about them looking at a moon and they're thinking of each other.
She's, yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't know American Tale off the top of my fucking head.
Five Will Goes West. Well, it's not the same one, but same thing. Same thing.
I have heard the song.
I want you back. I want you back.
Was it a movie?
My neighbors think I'm crazy, but they don't understand. You're all I have. You're all I have.
And this, I just,
At night when the stars die on my phone, I sit by myself, talking to the moon.
This is the best. I fucking love this.
Yeah, but see, like,
in hopes you're on the other side, talking to me too. Or am I who sits alone talking to the moon?
Yeah, I just, it makes me think of like
That's
American
a great
Tale.
Song.
There are no cats in America.
I
just watched this movie like 2 weeks ago.
The pale moonlight.
Sure.
Not American Tale. Sure.
Got it.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Let's put the number ones on the mountain.
Yeah.
I think you should, to be honest with you.
I wouldn't be against that.
It makes me think of that song.
That's such a great movie.
That has really nothing to do with it, by the way. Just that's not the same.
It's about looking at the moon and you're thinking of like connecting with that person because you can all look at the moon.
I'm not against just putting all the number ones because we have no matches.
Have we ever?
No.
No, this
never.
Is the first time.
It's never happened.
I think that should be the new
That
protocol.
Just shows you how much options we had.
Oh man,
that's,
but I would
the protocol.
I would like
no...
fight some of mine.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you okay with putting your number one on the list? Would you rather another one that's on your list that's not your number one?
I really thought we'd have some repeats.
There's not.
I didn't think so.
I thought there was gonna be, but I thought CeeLo. I gotta be honest with you. Careless Whisper. How the fuck does that not make anybody else's mountain? I'm like,
because
that's
never,
a fucking classic.
I wouldn't choose a song where I was the cheater.
But I didn't jam.
But that wasn't about. That's not the only thing
well,
you can look at.
But you
have to go by the letter of the fucking song.
No,
like
but
every word in it has to apply to you.
That's what I consider that song is like you're a cheater song. Just that would be on the Dumpy Mountain.
Dumper
Mountain with Newfound Glory and all these other people.
What do you mean, but he didn't dump her.
But you caused the breakup.
Him,
like I never
he
thought
didn't
of,
dump him.
But it's right. still a good song. You don't even have to worry about from what perspective. Like I've never cheated, but it's a good fucking song.
I mean, I've cheated on.
Well, no, it's a great song, but I never thought of it as a breakup song. I thought of it as a cheater song. And that he's
really.
He's basically saying that he cheated, and that's why this.
No, but he's saying that he's never going to be with her or him, whatever, you know, because it's fucking George Mike. But he's saying that he's never going to be with that person again, and that he fucked up. The cheating part is not, yes, it is a thing, but it's not. If you delete that cheating part out, it's everything else is still relatable to any breakup. It's still a, and I'm not fighting for this to be on the mountain. No, I'm just saying
I could blow your mind and twist it around that he's saying that he's never going to cheat on somebody else because he learned about cheating with her, and that's why he's never going to dance with somebody like he danced with her.
Because
he says guilty feet have no rhythm.
I'm
never going to dance again the way I danced with you because he cheated with her on her. So he learned about from his mistake of
it
not.
It could actually be read as like not cheating.
So it could
again.
Be read that he's like. Because I cheated on you, I'm never going to cheat with somebody again.
Sure.
And that's why he's never going to dance with her, anybody else like he danced with her.
No.
Or him. So,
yeah.
But
who
I mean.
Leads? Who cares?
But the thing is, they're totally up to interpretation.
Yeah. Again, nobody's wrong. I just didn't see that song as a cheating song. I saw that song as a breakup song because he cheated, but it's a breakup because of something.
Right.
So it's like whether you break up because you cheated or you break up because you moved with Delilah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is not really a breakup song, but it's a kind of like we're not together.
I think we should just put honorable mentions and not anything that we put on.
Oh, then that's just like a whole like long distance mountain.
Yeah. If we're going to just do one from each, put Rascal Flatts for mine.
Yeah. I'm okay with Talking to the Moon because I absolutely fucking love that song.
Before any of the other ones.
That song to me hit me when I wasn't breaking up. Like that's how much I feel about that song. That I was like, I wasn't going through a breakup. In fact, when I first heard it, I told you like the song on that album of Bruno. I heard that song. His first single that I ever heard of his was Just the Way You Are, and I cried because that's how I felt about my now wife, my then and like I was that much like, oh my god, this song was written for me, and I want to. But when I heard Talking to the Moon, as far as breakup songs go, that's how much that song impacted me. That I'm like, I'm not even going through this, and it's such a great song. Mm-hmm. It was almost like, fuck, I wish I was going through a breakup just so I could be fucking relate to the song more. But it's that great, I think. And if you want to talk about following a song to the letter, that's a song that anybody going through a breakup could follow through the letter and be like, how many times have you been in that situation where you broke up with somebody and you're in a scenario where you're like, I wonder what they're doing at this very moment. I wonder if they're thinking of me at this very moment as I'm thinking of them. That, to me, is a perfect breakup song. Perfect. Because, again, Curtis Whisper is a beautiful song, but yes, there's different interpretations for different people. Talking to the Moon, to me, I was like, no, that's it. Okay. You broke up and it's over. And
you're good with
never gonna be the same way.
Wait, what was yours?
Yeah, I think
mine was
Neo was just fantastic. I just forgot about it, but I agree. I think that's a fantastic. Neo's, by the way, he put out an album in 2015 that I didn't even know came out.
So. There you go. Look how excited.
I didn't know it came out. Is there's got to be a reason? I didn't know it came out.
I just haven't thought about Neo in years.
Yeah. Neither did Neo's mom. Yeah.
Ooh, he's gonna have you open up for him, bro. Now.
Neo,
I'm sorry.
Neo,
Knee, come on, Knee.
Yo.
All right, so I'm good with that. Are you good with your song, "Unbreak My Heart," over all your other songs? Why are you taking so long in answering this question?
It was your number one.
I'm torn on the mountain itself.
You're not gonna get anybody else to change their picks for their number. For their
out of all the ones that I put, like I feel like Rascal Flatts. The way that song is.
I know that song in chorus.
Life is a highway.
Because it's not theirs. That's why I love it.
God, the only time they got it right is when they were cheating. It's like the only time you ever get an A on a test is you fucking sitting next to the nerd.
The Asian person? I know.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Tell me again how you lost your ex-husband. And I'm the racist one? Sure. Okay.
But mine was like not on purpose.
Okay. That's even worse. My racism is out of humor. Your racism is legit. It's a real scenario. So are you okay with your song?
It was a really crowded street.
You okay with your song?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So
I'm good with my general mountain in general, but if I have to pick, then it would have to be that one.
So the mountain is "Unbreak My Heart" by Toni Braxton, "So Sick" by Neo, "What Hurts the Most" by Rascal Flatts, and "Talking to the Moon" by Bruno Mars. Guys, thank you very much for checking out the podcast. Make sure you guys check out the other podcasts on the Geek Bro Network, including the "What's Up Bro," "Mamas Are Merlot," "What's Good," "Cosplay Fame," "House of Heel," and "Shiver." Thank you for checking us out. That's how lists are made.
Oh, 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 oh no permission. Did I mention? Don't pay him any attention. Cause you had your turn, and now you're gonna learn what it really feels like to miss me. Cause if you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. Don't be mad what you see, that he wanted. Cause if you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. Oh, 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 oh. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. Don't be mad what you see, that he wanted. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it.
If you like it, then you should've put a ring.